If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Freaky dickies need love too. Freaky dickies need love too.
Sometimes when a man and a woman are attracted to each other, they want to be close to each other. And sometimes the man puts his hoo-hoo dilly in the woman's cha-cha.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die. Don't have sex in the missionary position. Don't have sex standing up. Just don't do it, promise?
She's touching my special area.
At your age, you're going to be having a lot of urges. You're going to want to take off your clothes and touch each other. But if you do touch each other, you will get chlamydia and die.
I'm worried about the beaver.
I'm not comfortable with this dialogue.
Freaky dickies need love, too. Freaky dickies need love, too.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. You're listening to Rodney on the Rock right here. That was always been my very favorite Blondie song, In the Sun from Blondie, off the very first Blondie album. And to this day, Blondie never does that song live in concert. They used to. They used to do that when they played the Starwood and the Whiskey A Go-Go and stuff. And I remember Jenny Lenz took these pictures of Blondie when she did that song, and Debbie Harry's dress flew up, and then Debbie was really mad when that picture was printed.
Sure.
But anyway, that's a song that they never do live for some odd reason. It's a great song. In the Sun, Blondie.
Yeah. Was Blondie
good story.
That's okay.
Good story.
He's
got him, doesn't he?
He does.
And he knows how to tell him.
Just sit there and listen to Rodney's stories for hours on end.
Oh, yeah. That's what people do.
That's
they
how
just
long they
sit
take.
At his knee.
First of all, that's how long they take.
True.
So you don't have a choice. But
he does make them come alive.
He does, yeah. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, and it's the 6th of...
Look, I know the back-to-school stuff has been up for a couple of months now, but I was in a couple of stores over the weekend and saw full-on, non-stop Halloween stuff.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
Halloween.
My God.
All sorts of decorations and the whole deal. That's what's out in the stores right now.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
That means we have about 2 weeks till Christmas.
Yeah, that's exactly start,
that's
what it means.
Pretty much it.
When you start seeing that, it starts snowballing right to the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what's going on. When I saw it, I thought, well, that can't be. It sure is a lot of black and orange, though, if it isn't. And then I got up closer, and sure enough, that's what it was. It was just a whole aisle of Halloween stuff.
I have to worry about what I'm going to be for Halloween this early. Because you know I put a lot of thought into it.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one who thinks as long and hard about it as I do.
That's what she said. Lisa, yeah. What she does is, on her way to the Halloween party, she looks at what she's already wearing, and then she thinks, what story can I make up that I can claim this is a costume for?
I've slid by 3 years in a row. It seems worth it.
You haven't slid by.
You haven't slid by.
No, everybody has noticed. She went as a lesbian 1 year by putting some smokes under her arm.
And keys.
And under her.
Keys on my belt.
And keys on your belt. That's it.
And I had my lesbian glasses.
Let's not I do the same thing, but it's different because people know going in that I hate dressing up and I won't dress up. Lisa every year promises us up to the day of Halloween. No, guys, I got this really good costume. I'm going to be awesome this year.
I have
year.
A great idea.
I'm going to win the competition.
It's going to be great. That's nothing.
I hate dressing up.
I remember the year I told her to be Slash. I was like, Lisa, she's like, I have no idea what to be. I was like, Lisa, you should be Slash. That'd be hilarious. Get a curly wig and a hat and have a cigarette dangling the whole time. It'll be funny. Everybody will know who you are. You're recognizable. It's a funny costume. And she's telling me the whole way up to Halloween, oh, I got my stuff. Woo, I'm going to be Slash. Wow, how does he stand? Tell me some of his mannerisms. She's working on it like a character building a dialogue. And she shows up, and she's got a wife beater with like a lipstick tattoo on her arm.
That was my lesbian day. Because the wig, you couldn't see.
How can you
and
not see a wig?
The wig went over your eyes.
Oh,
so
you couldn't
see. I couldn't see. And then nobody could see me. So what was the point of me going to a party where absolutely no one would know who I was? Since it was our party.
So you went with keys and a pack of cigarettes in your shirt.
At least I was social.
Wow.
So this morning, I had to back up off an off-ramp onto the freeway. It was very scary.
You had to back up off an on-ramp
onto
the freeway.
Onto the freeway.
What happened, Nicole Richie?
I got off on Highland, and before, you know, it's a really long off-ramp off the Hollywood Freeway, and I didn't notice that all the cars were stopped on the off-ramp.
Right.
So I stop and I think, well, this will just take a minute or two. There's just something going right. So 2 minutes later, cars are starting to back up because clearly they've been there for 10 or 15 minutes.
So there's no way you're going to get to work that way.
Yeah. So I think, well, I'm not going to sit here like an idiot. I'm backing up. So we're all slowly backing up. And meanwhile, more cars are getting onto the off-ramp.
Right.
But they see us backing up, so they kind of stop. And luckily, there's not a lot of traffic, so we're all kind of backing up. And then you can kind of go through these posts back up onto the freeway.
Right.
So one guy makes a run for it, and this big old truck is coming by and just swerves out of the way. I'm like, oh, this is going to end badly.
Man.
I got to go now before people die. But I actually managed to. I waited for a break.
You got back and you went onto the freeway?
I did.
That's a bold move for you.
For me?
Wow.
In my...
Lisa, the Lisa I know, the Lisa I know on her Saturn would have sat there for 2 days if that's what it took. There's no backing up onto the freeway.
I got to tell you, my Saturn smelled very funny when I really hit the gas. I don't think it was something happened.
Well,
something
not,
bad happened. They're not really made for that.
Not intended to be race cars.
Not really.
No.
Next time, wear panties.
Oh, my. Oh,
yes, it smelled funny.
That's how much I care about this job. I risked my life to be here.
And I was late, too, but I thought, well, Lisa's car's not here. I'm going to wait.
Here's the
for
funny
her.
Part.
I'm going to wait, and I'm going to make sure that Lisa doesn't feel bad.
Sure. I beat Kevin to work. He comes in tearing behind me.
I just assumed you guys were coming in together. When neither one of you were here at 5:30,
no.
I thought, well, that's it. They're carpooling.
We were both driving like bats
not.
Out of hell.
Yeah, totally.
Unfortunately.
If it says something about the people who work here, Bean and I were talking right before we go on the air here, and both Kevin and Lisa are not here. We didn't even mention Kevin. But Bean and I were like, wow, that's strange. Lisa, man, I don't know. I hope she called. Where is she?
I haven't been late in months, have I? Months.
I don't know if it's been too many months, but it may have been a couple. Yeah. It's been a while.
That's true, Kevin.
Come on. I mean, if I'm not late 2 days a week, I should get a medal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Medal. Wow.
I've set the bar really low. You know, as far as expectations. That's why neither of you even thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, because on time for Kevin is during the show opening.
During the 1, 2, 3 bad board. By the way, right. Yeah.
Yeah. He gets here after Puff Daddy does. That's what Kevin makes up. Hey, I know ordinarily at this time we talk about what's coming up on today's Kevin and Bean show, but I'd like to suggest something different.
Okay.
And that is, could we hear the promotional announcement that ran on K-Rock over the weekend?
Oh, I didn't hear
that
this.
That was publicizing to this morning's Kevin and Bean show. Maybe that'll kind of lead us into some of the things we're going to be talking about on the show.
Hello, it's Alex.
Alex, it's Lightning from the world-famous K-Rock. How you doing?
Hey, no way. What's going on?
You know why I'm calling?
No way.
Well, I got your email about how Kevin and Bean save your mornings.
Oh, shut up. You actually read those?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, tell me about it. What's going on? What's got you hooked?
I love them, and I heard what's coming up Monday, and I'm really excited.
Like what?
Well, I heard they're going to be cruising through life with Tom Cruise, and I love him because he's crazy.
You're right.
And I heard that Kevin Smith gave some beatdown to some little geek at Comic-Con, and then apparently Bean's going to buy a flying saucer.
Well, when Alex needs entertainment, she just calls 1-800-520-1067, or she can find him at krock.com. Alex, how long have you listened?
About a month.
A month?
A month.
A month?
A month.
A month.
A month.
And that's not radio bogusness. Bogusness. I think I just made up a word.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, remember that time Lightning shut up? Oh, wait, that never happened.
See, because Lightning's been annoying us for decades with his AIS commercials.
Yeah.
And now apparently it has spread to the promotion of the Kevin and Bean show.
Well, Friday, frankly, we were out.
And
we were supposed to do that commercial for our show, and we said, can't do it. Lightning, do something. Mm-hmm. Left.
That's
what
we, awesome.
That's
Lightning
what we get.
Has like a template. He's got
that's what we get.
That's all he can do, really.
Sure.
So,
I'm surprised Alex has been listening to us for a month. I didn't even think we'd had her that long.
No, they don't listen to The Office. That's for sure.
Well, I got Big Boy on every time I walk in. That's all I know. But anyway, so that's a clue as to some of the stuff that's coming up. I am buying a flying saucer today. That's the thing I'm most excited about.
Oh, I can't wait!
It's gonna be the best.
The only thing you have to promise is that somebody will videotape your first flight.
And
well,
last.
I think that's pretty
last.
Standard.
First and last,
yeah,
yes.
Which is the same.
Because
yeah.
Bean is, accident prone.
And not at all.
He denies it.
He hurts
himself. I'm not.
He bangs his head on anything around. He kills himself on a door, on a chair. He's screaming. He hurts himself all the time. And just like Asperger's, which he clearly has, he denies having everything.
Yes.
But
he's just as normal as he could be.
I want you to get a flying saucer so bad.
Not as badly as I do.
Because when you get that, can you guys just picture 6'8" Bean
or 6 foot six. I don't know how tall he is. 6 foot six in a flying saucer and just tipping straight sideways and going right into the ground full speed.
Well, it's one of the things I have to ask because, you know, when I've talked about jetpacks in the past, for some models of jetpacks, I am too heavy. You got to be, you know, under 200 or something like that, right, to be able to operate them. I don't know what the stats are on the flying saucer. It's one of the reasons I want to have the guy on today is find out if I should start saving my money for it.
Right, but let's be honest. The fact that you're too heavy for the jetpack is not what anyone's worried about.
Not at all.
It's that you will goose it and you will go right through the ground.
Well, that's unlikely, but I am saying that it doesn't do me any good. I won't even get to that point if I'm physically too big or too heavy.
Oh, I hope.
Is the point. So I need to find out if I can actually fly this thing.
Please support his weight, please.
I want a flying saucer so bad.
Oh, you would wreck within 1 second. He would get all excited. He would not sleep the night before. Yeah. He'd strap himself in. He'd start it up and then just boom, right into the ground.
And I believe
that would be awesome. Also today we're going to talk about this ban in Santa Ana on sign holders. Have you heard this?
Yes,
I have.
I think they're getting annoyed by all of the different people on the corners holding signs for whatever, and they're going to ban it.
They claim that it's dangerous for passing motorists. I'd like to know how many accidents have actually occurred because of sign holders.
Now, I haven't read this whole article, but the tidbit I heard on the news about it suggested that it even went beyond sign holders. It also included those giant balloons that you know, float in the...
Like car dealers?
Yeah, the ones that go up and they move around in the wind and everything. It also included things that are three-dimensional billboards that may be distracting. I mean, it just sounds like they were just cracking down on anything that could catch a driver's eye. Look, when I'm driving through, I don't take my eyes off my DVD player long enough to notice a sign holder on the sidewalk, for God's sakes.
And if you drive through Hollywood ever, I'll tell you what's distracting is those super big billboards with super hot chicks on them.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever, as Guess jeans, even that lame boot.
Mm-hmm.
Who sells the boots? Is it the boot?
I don't know.
Barn or something like that? They got the super hot chicks to look. You know, that's what's distracting to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll talk about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Cruising Through Life, like you heard.
Mm-hmm.
Comic Con was something that Ralph talked about a lot last week, and or was it the week before? I can't remember. And Kevin Smith was there, and he was taking questions, and a guy insulted him. And really, there's nobody better at coming back to that than Kevin Smith.
Yeah, you probably don't want to go at Kevin.
No.
How does Kevin Smith get insulted at Comic-Con? You think he'd be the king of the geeks.
You would, yeah. You would think so, but apparently not. Also, Dave Grohl, we talked to late on Friday about the new CD, the new song, everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best. We're going to give you some highlights of that just after 6 o'clock. And we want to talk to people who had amnesia today because of the Bourne Ultimatum, which was awesome.
They had amnesia because of the Bourne Ultimatum?
In the Bourne Ultimatum, all three movies, he's got amnesia, and he's trying to figure out, you know, piece everything together. And we want to talk to people who really have had amnesia.
How rare is it? Is it pretty rare, Bean? Do you know?
I think it is, yeah. But I think there are lots of different ways you can get amnesia, too.
And you can get it for just a couple of days or something.
Yes.
Bean says he doesn't remember anything before he was 15.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
To all of us, that means he was touched, but he won't admit that.
Another thing he won't admit.
But here's what's funny. He denies it, even though he doesn't remember.
Right.
So that's good. So anyway, we're going to talk to people who have amnesia today, also on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Unfortunately, it's Monday. That's the bad news. Good news is Ralph is here with our first Showbiz Beat for the week at 5:51. What's going on, Ralph?
They do more Prince covers on the new album?
I believe not.
They do. Oh. I think that was a one-off.
I want to hear them, let's go crazy, let's get nuts.
I think Foo Fighters have done a few covers in their day. I think they could do any song and make it great.
Could they do Sugar Walls by Sheena Easton written by Prince?
I bet they could.
That would be great.
That's a tough one.
Or You Got the Look. You Got the Look. Your body's hecka slamming. Worst effing lyrics ever.
Oh, don't get me started on bad lyrics.
Prince like he's some sort of genius.
He is a genius.
Oh, stop it.
He's an amazing guitar player. He does have that, Ralph. You have to agree with that.
He should be in a studio playing for someone who can write songs. Because he is a good guitar player. All right, let's talk about movies, shall we? Born to be Wild.
Oh, no.
Bourne Ultimatum.
The movie Matt Damon was born to make.
Oh, my goodness.
$70 million this weekend at the box office.
How about that?
Breaking all records for the best opening ever for a movie in August.
Jackpot.
Also, as a piece of trivia, outperformed the debut of any James Bond movie ever.
Wow.
Proving that Bourne is a badass spy.
No kidding.
Yeah, $70 million. Just monster weekend for Bourne Ultimatum. The Simpsons movie came in at number two this weekend with $25.6 million.
Not bad.
Not bad, but 70 to 25 is quite a leap from one to two. In fact, Bourne made more than double all of the other movies combined in terms of box office.
Wow.
So you know where people were going this weekend. Underdog, in its debut, only made $12 million. Thank God somebody recognized what that movie was and stayed away from it.
Oh, Bean was so excited about that.
Now let's be fair.
Guys, I wanted to see the Underdog.
I said I was a big fan of the original Underdog, but did not like the changes that they made for the movie, so I wasn't going to go see it.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, number four. Hairspray, Lisa's pet project.
Great movie.
Yeah, number five so at the box offices. Right here.
I'm going to tell you later why we hate Lisa now.
Oh, don't even get me started.
More.
No, there's no way you can hate us more
you
than I hate you.
Not possible.
Sunday.
Ruined it.
My God,
brought
so many
little,
other things I could have been
brought
doing.
Brought a little bit of culture to your life.
Please.
That's what Kevin does. He brings culture to us all. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was number six. No Reservations, number seven. Transformers, number eight. Hot Rod, number nine at the box office, made $5 million.
I read some fantastic reviews of that movie over the weekend. My favorite one suggested that it was one of those rare comedies that doesn't offer any laughs.
Yeah, it's a dramedy. And Bratz, the movie based on the popular doll line, came in at number 10, making just $4.3
million. Bean, how was Bratz?
Didn't see that.
Oh, right.
I will tell you, though, you can tell that you're getting out of summer when you go to the movies now. Like if you saw Bourne Ultimatum over the weekend, every single preview of a movie that's coming now, they're advertising the fall movies. It's all Academy Award winner Denzel Washington, Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Angelina Jolie, one right after another. It's all the, you know, quote-unquote good movies that are just around the corner.
It's Oscar time. They're starting to throw out the Oscar bait.
And almost all just November, December, and some next year.
She was a woman who saved her nation, Elizabeth, starring Kate Blanchett as Elizabeth, brought to you by the director of Elizabeth.
Yeah, you get a lot of that kind of stuff going on. So there's your movies for the weekend. A lot of rumors coming out about why Usher canceled his wedding to his fiancée, Tamika Foster, last weekend.
That was the night before, right?
Yeah. Some people say it was because he found out at the last minute about her criminal past. Usher's mom, Janetta, gave him the heads up, and Tamika reportedly went nuts after she saw Usher was serious about calling off the wedding. Meanwhile, In Touch magazine says that the reason they called off the wedding is because Tamika wouldn't sign a prenup. Also, they said rumors are circulating that the baby she's carrying isn't his.
Yeah! Oh. Yeah!
That might be a little bigger thing.
But apparently, all of it was for naught, because over the weekend, Usher did tie the knot with his fiancée, Tamika Foster, at his lawyer's office in Atlanta. Oh, how romantic.
Must have got her to sign the prenup.
Just sat her up on the blotter on the desk and said, I do. Apparently, Janetta, Usher's mom, was rumored to be against the union, but she was a guest at the private ceremony, so
don't you
seems
get the,
like all's well in the Usher household.
Don't you get the feeling that if they go as far as calling off the wedding the night before, there's something pretty big wrong?
Something's pretty big wrong.
And
long time, him.
And having said that, the next week you're going to get married.
So well.
Doesn't seem like that's a good plan.
Maybe not should go marriage.
Unless it's, like Ralph said, she wouldn't sign the prenup. Okay, we'll call off the wedding. And then she says, well, if I don't get to marry Usher, then I guess it's worth signing the prenup for. So then she changes her mind, and then they get married.
Yeah. Stop it, psycho.
You know what I meant.
I'm losing it already. It's just Monday. Bing Rames will no longer buy dogs from the Michael Vick Kennels. Apparently.
Did he?
No.
No. Scared me there.
But Vick Rames has a home in Brentwood. He's also caught a couple bull mastiffs. Anyway, he's got a caretaker who looks after his house while Ving's out of town. Well, Ving was out of the country last week, and his four dogs attacked and killed the caretaker.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now that's a dog.
They found a corpse lying outside his house that had been mauled to death by the four dogs.
Wow.
So the dogs have been taken into custody, are being questioned right now.
That isn't good for you.
By Underdog. Don't worry. Don't interrupt the jokes. Just put the drops in. That's all that matters.
I guess they're suggesting, Ralph, if you've heard the same thing I have, that they don't know yet if it's the dog bites that killed him or if the guy had a heart attack or something, and then the dogs just attacked the
You know, either the dogs were attacking him and then he had a heart attack because of that, or he was already dead when the dogs started attacking the body.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing more dangerous than a corpse. You can see why the dogs would lash out at him.
Well, they tend to eat those.
Being jumped to the defense of the dogs immediately.
Of course, yeah.
No, Not even knowing the story.
Guy's been ripped to shreds. And
I think I do know the story, and that's why I brought it up.
It could have been a heart attack.
I followed it over the weekend, and they're suggesting none of those bites were enough to kill him.
Jack Nicholson says there's no truth to the rumor that he's the dad of an illegitimate handicapped son.
Oh, is that the rumor?
There's a new unauthorized biography of Jack called Five Easy Decades that claims he's got five illegitimate kids. Well, his lawyer was quick to jump to his defense. In the New York Post, he said Jack has four, not five illegitimate kids.
Nice.
Well, in that case, everything be everything. He's got a daughter from his marriage to actress Sandra Knight. That's Jennifer. That's the real one. Then he's got Caleb, which came as a fling from an actress, Lorraine and Raymond, with ex-girlfriend Rebecca Broussard, and another one as well. So, just four illegitimate kids.
Not the fifth retarded one.
Not great. Yeah, exactly.
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
Are you familiar with the push presents? The new rage of the push presents?
No. Mm-mm.
Push presents now, gentlemen, are what you're supposed to give your wife after she has birth. After she gives birth to your child, you're supposed to give her the push present.
Well, if she doesn't push, what if it's C-section?
Then she gets nothing. Coward. Apparently, Liev Schreiber gave Naomi Watts her push present this week. In Touch magazine reports the actor gave her a Neil Lane-designed diamond heart locket worth thousands of dollars.
And then if the labor continues and continues, he has to go back and get something else?
Well, you don't give it to her while she's in labor. Right. I think you wait till the baby's born and then you give it to her in the hospital or something like that. But anyway, start shopping now, guys, if you're going to have a baby, because it's not enough to have a healthy child. She needs diamonds. And Cosmopolitan, you know, the chick magazine?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
The girliest magazine on the planet.
Right.
Yep.
The magazine that is the most femmy of them all.
Right.
They have finally given us official confirmation of something we've known all along. Men shouldn't wear eyeliner.
Right. Really?
Omar.
Story came out this week. Eyeliner is for women only. It cites actor Jared Leto, Backstreet Boy AJ McLean, and Pete Wentz of Fallout Boy as the prime offenders for this new craze.
They're wearing guyliner. That's very different.
The magazine article says pointedly, the only pencil a man should wield is the writing kind. Word! You know.
Who do they think? Do they think those guys are reading Cosmo and they're going to change their ways?
Look at their makeup. Of course they're reading Cosmo.
There was a article that followed around. It was like a page spread following around Fall Out Boy on the recent tour. And Pete Wentz, all he wanted to do in between show dates was go to the malls in separate cities and go to the like Forever 21s and the Express and the girls
go to the MAC
clothing
counter,
stores so that he could
foundation.
Pick up like girls clothing that would fit him nice and slim.
Oh, wow. I'm so tired.
So he is 100%.
Get him.
Get the emo. Cosmo.
And we were this close to having a good time with the Spice Girls reunion.
Oh, what happened?
This close. They opened up their website to their fans. And they had announced their tour dates, and they said they're leaving one date open, and they will play any city in the world as voted on upon their fans.
So just one show?
Right in the city of your choice, and we will come and play that city. We're leaving a date open for all the Spice Girls fans. Well, some people caught wind of it that weren't exactly Spice Girls fans and started flooding the website with thousands of votes for Baghdad. Apparently, it was the leading contender at one point, but Toronto beat out Baghdad last minute.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure Baghdad had like five times the votes, and they said, we can't go there.
We're not going there. Let's go to Toronto. So, yeah, it could have been funny, though. Spice Girls in Baghdad would have been funny.
Good work, people.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Katherine Hicks, who played the mom on Seventh Heaven. She's 56 years old today. M. Night Shyamalan-ding-dong, director of The Sixth Sense, his first and last good movie. He's 37 years old today. Speaking of the Spice Girls, Jerry Halliwell, you know, is Ginger. She's 35 years old today. Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster, 31 years old today.
Boobs. Boobs.
Not a lot of.
And Randy DeBarge, my second favorite DeBarge. After, of course, L's the king. But Randy DeBarge.
You don't have any favorite DeBarges.
Oh, I rank the DeBarges.
Oh, dear God.
It's L, Randy, Cleophas.
There's no Cleophas.
Monty. Carl. And then Lamangelo.
Stop talking.
Anyway, Randy DeBarge is 49 years old today. Lamangelo's birthday is next week. I'm Ralph Kramer, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Why are you coming down on me? Like, my life isn't hard enough trying to make a living carrying a sign.
Santa Ana wants to keep the sidewalks clear of those big signs and their sign holders.
How am I supposed to know where the Subway sandwich restaurant is if there's not a guy out in front twirling a sign, Kevin?
Or where to live.
City has begun to crack,
that's right.
The city has begun to crack down on sign holders like him, like individual sign holders, not just the businesses that employ them.
The individuals that are employed by them. That's BS.
The individuals they're going after, which is crazy. Even filing criminal charges in a handful of cases.
So if you're working for an oil change place and they hire you to stand out on the sidewalk and twirl a sign to bring in business at lunchtime, now the police are going to fine you? They're going to give you a ticket?
Courts have frowned on outright sign bans, ruling that they violate the constitutional guarantee of free speech. Instead, the city decided to go after the sign holders.
How is that more fair?
Using existing laws and codes. One says you can't obstruct streets or sidewalks. Another says you need a city permit to put up a sign. So they're going after the sign holders.
Oh, that is
all low. Right. Well, look, when you start talking about going after sign holders, now you're talking about the Kevin and Bean family, because I believe sign holder Nick is on the line with us right now. We've got to find out what he has to say about this. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, all.
Nick, where are you a sign holder?
I am a sign holder at Singular Wireless in La Crescenta.
Okay. So have you run into any problem like what we've described here?
I have not. Thankfully, I have not. I'm glad, as the most prominent member of the sign-hauling community...
That's correct.
...to speak up for the lesser fortunate today.
Yeah, well, no kidding. I mean, what if they came after you personally, Nick? Like, what are you going to do, defend yourself?
I will say this. When I also have passed out flyers at this job. I was first hired to pass out flyers. I got harassed by the police all the time for that.
Well, you should have. Really? That's annoying. Okay.
What did they say? Why can you not pass out flyers? What's the problem with that?
You're like messing with people's property, some crap like that, blah blah blah.
That's pretty accurate.
They always have some crazy reasons not to, you know.
Well, that's because we live in a country where the government exists only to make it impossible for people to make a living and run a business. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, you gotta have a dirty, you know, not so glamorous job. You know, it just happens, and you know, and sometimes that job is gonna like intrude. So they would say, but you know, it's your job. You gotta make a living. You know?
You gotta make a living.
Yeah,
right.
These guys are making minimum wage, and they're coming down on them.
Well, by the way, they're not making minimum wage.
I'm not making minimum wage.
No, they're making like $8-9 an hour. The one I read.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But we sent our man on the scene, our favorite reporter from Channel 4, Doug Kriegel, down to Santa Ana to find out how things are going down there. Doug, are you there?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're very good, thank you.
It is on a street corner, much like this. Here in Santa Ana, where human street sign holders have been running into trouble with city officials.
Now, Doug, are you seeing any sign holders down there today?
No. But it's on a street corner just like this one.
So you can't find...
People would be holding a sign if there were any sign holders.
Okay, but you can't find any to talk to so that we could interview them.
No.
All right.
But this is a serious problem.
Right.
Says the city attorney.
Right, sure.
It goes... to what they call the city's quality of life.
I'm sorry, what?
The quality of life.
Doug, you've been unable to breathe lately. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, all right.
It is a little smoggy out here.
It does sound like you're kind of running out of steam a little bit as you try to talk to us.
City officials say that they will be treating this problem criminally because the signs do detract drivers and the sign holders are largely annoying retards.
I take offense to that.
Hey, wait.
You should. You should, Nick.
Did the city use the word retard?
More or less. They also said window lickers.
I bet they did.
Nick, do you have anything to say to Doug?
Yeah, just buzz off, you know?
Yeah, bug off. Doug?
Or buzz off.
Buzz off. Whatever he said.
Yeah. I think my point has been made.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I remember that first song first came out, and I had it just blaring as loud as possible. My windows were down, and an old woman pulled up next to me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And her windows were down, and she was looking at me like I was the devil himself.
You are.
And I
turn her on,
and I gave her the old eyes, like, "Hey, yeah, yeah.
You and me,
you and me, pull over, huh?"
6:41 on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. So X Games are history. I already saw July 31st, 2008 is the start of X Games 14. They've already got the schedule up. It's already people are already counting down, already looking forward to it. I guess the biggest thing that had happened before we left for the weekend was Jake Brown falling out of the sky. He jumped from the roof of Staples Center or something and fell 50 feet to the ground. That's been viewed on YouTube over 2 million times already, by the way.
Well, the weird thing is not just how far he fell, but when he hit, everything on him exploded off. His shoes, both of them, just skyrocketed away from him. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
So what did we miss after that? I know you were there all weekend long.
Yeah, Saturday I was at Home Depot all day from like 11:30 to, I don't know, 8 or something like that. And it was fantastic because they had the BMX half pipe there, and they had all of the Moto X stuff there, the Super Moto, the everything that was going on there. I got some pictures. Bean, go to krock.com.
All right.
And go to Kevin and Bean and click on sites, and then in the very top is a set of my pictures. Unfortunately, I was on the aisle. And, you know, when you're taking pictures on the aisle, people very often get up to go out and get food and stuff. And everybody seemed to step right in front of me when I was just about to get a great shot.
Well, these pictures that you took.
As you can see, the first picture is a woman stepping right in front of me just before Nate Adams was doing the Moto X freestyle.
Right, but Kevin, the picture is a close-up of her mountainous bosom, is what the picture is that you took of.
She stepped right in front of me. I yelled at that one. I said, "What are you doing?" I was taking a picture of Nate Adams.
What are the odds?
How come the picture directly below that is another woman standing up? You can't see your head. You can only see your boobs.
That woman stood up just before, I'm not sure, I think it was Ricky Carmichael in the Moto X.
How about the twin blondes walking down the aisle in picture three, though? I mean, did only attractive women get up and get in your way every time you tried to take a photo?
Well, you could see a little bit of the motorcycle there.
Well, just a little bit, yeah.
Right? But, yeah. But the two attractive women, they did walk right in front of me. I'm telling you, it's really not good. There's Churro.
Yeah.
On the fourth picture.
All right.
And the fifth one, you could see a little dirt behind her, but she was standing right in front of Nate Adams. And I was very upset by her.
She is desperately trying to get out of that tube top, though. I'll tell you that.
She is. She does not want to be in it. It's very, very upset. Okay, so click on page 2.
Well, look at those,
At that girl coming back now.
But wait now. You can see a little motorcycle in the back there. It's red. I can't see a number.
You're not taking any pictures of the action out on the dirt, though. You're only taking pictures of the hot chicks in the stands.
That one, I'm not sure who. I think that might have been Ronnie Feist. I'm not sure because I can't see because the girl stepped in front of me. And then the next one where there's two girls.
Yeah, I see that.
Goodness. I'm so frustrated. And then the next one I couldn't get. Ronnie Feist, let me tell you about a guy named Ronnie Feist. He tried to do a 360, which is almost impossible on a motorcycle, and wiped out hard. And everybody was quiet, and nobody wanted to say anything. He finally got up. He came back out and tried the same trick again and wiped out hard again.
God.
It was brutal, and I think that's who the next girl was standing in front of. Okay,
look, I appreciate you telling us what was going on, but your pictures don't reflect any of that action that was being held.
Let's go to page 3.
Hey, Kevin, were you there with your twins?
I can't tell who's that. Yes, and these girls kept walking right in front of him. I was very upset.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell what was going on behind that one.
Kevin, did you get a photo of the cameraman that Ronnie Feist basically almost chopped his head off?
Really?
Yeah. He was trying a trick the first time, and his rear wheel knocked the cameraman in the head.
Oh, my God.
Who was standing on the ramp.
Where's the picture of that? I don't see that on your photos at all.
It's behind the next one. Go the next one down. See the blonde with the watch or the wristband or whatever that is?
Yes, I do.
Right behind her. Okay, but
I can't see anything. All I can see is her.
The next one after that, I don't know what was going on during that one, but I was.
But she sure is bending over.
Yeah, she is. And then that one, I think, is Nate Adams winning the gold. I'm not positive. Okay, now go to page 4.
There's 4 pages?
Yes, there is 4 pages.
Wait. Here's a guy on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I did get that one. Just one girl walked right past, and I was very, very quick to get that one.
Well, that's
something. Now my computer's not even going to page 4. Oh, there we go. Yeah, see now that.
I think we're jamming it is what's happening here with too many people.
There it is. There it is. There's the number 199. Come on, people. And then there's a girl. She's standing in front of someone. There's
another girl.
God's sakes, on her two-way.
How annoying.
And then there's Ricky Carmichael. I got one of Ricky Carmichael.
Oh, there's one shot of him,
yes. And then there's page 4. We go to page
four.
Well, now, you really tried. I'll give you that.
I gave it a lot of attempts.
You took a lot of shots.
People don't care if you're taking pictures anymore. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
They just don't care.
They're so busy with their own stuff.
Oh, I'm so frustrated by people's selfishness.
Do your daughters wonder why you don't take any pictures of flat-chested women? Do they ever ask you that? And what kind of issues are they going to have as they're waiting to see what they end up with?
What are you talking about? I was trying to get pictures for you guys of the action because I was there and these women.
Yeah, you got pictures of the action, all right.
Inconsiderate, and I'm so frustrated. I don't like people anymore, I've decided. I now hate people.
Oh, now you're being.
It's just, it's too frustrating to try. No. Okay, then page four, there's Ricky Carmichael again.
Okay.
Doing a little trick and looking backwards, right?
Yeah.
And let me go down one. Okay, that's another chick. Okay, and then there's a cool one, right? Of the nice. Superman. Okay,
yeah, that's a nice picture.
So
yeah.
those are my photos. That's I got
two motorcycles, 24 breasts. That's what you put up on the KRock.com website.
Listen, I take what's in front of me.
Yes, you do.
But it was a great X Games. Let me tell you that. And Can't wait for next.
Guys. No clapping. No clapping necessary. Music's fine on their own.
No, maybe clap.
6:55 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tom Cruise helps you with your life problems coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And just after 8, by the way, we're going to talk to the guy who is the inventor of the M200G Volantor, which is the flying saucer of the future. And I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy the first one in the United States. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Please do.
So that's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz. Good morning, Ralph.
Before I get to showbiz news, I want to give you something.
Oh.
Because I love you. I've got tickets to see the red carpet premiere of the funniest movie of the summer.
The funniest movie of the summer?
Hands
Underdog
down.
Underdog is already out, Ralph.
Yeah, it's no Hot Rod, don't get me wrong. But other than that, it's the funniest movie of the summer. I've had a chance to see this movie. I guarantee that everyone will love it, except for Lisa, because she doesn't like funny movies. But everyone else will love this movie. It's called Superbad.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, initially, I thought it was about Kevin and Bean.
How dare you.
But Superbad is actually a movie starring two guys who are named...
You looking for it?
Michael Cera and Jonah Hill. Michael Cera, of course, you know him from Arrested Development, played George Bluth's son on that show.
Right.
And Jonah Hill, you saw him in 40-year-old, not 40-year-old Virgin, and Knocked Up. Very funny in that movie. This was written by Seth Rogen. And I'm telling you, it is hysterically funny.
Fantastic.
Hard laugh after hard laugh, like those belly laughs, one after another. I'm guaranteeing you will like it. It is the red carpet premiere is happening at Grauman's Chinese Theater on Monday, August 13th. I've got 5 pairs of passes to give away right now to 5 lucky winners. Be the first 5 callers at 1-800-520-1067, and you will get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet premiere of this movie. And we'll be talking more about it as it gets closer. But I'm telling you, you will laugh your ass off.
So the screening is a week from today. Does that mean it comes out a week from Friday?
It comes out the 17th.
Yes.
It's in theaters on the 17th. Yes. Yeah, so we'll talk about it more then. But it's good times. Let's take a look at the box office. Speaking of movies, this weekend, the spy genre is born again.
Hey.
Oh, I got a million of them. I'll be doing it all day.
I hope.
$70.2 million. Was the final box office gross for The Bourne Ultimatum. Did you see it this weekend, Kevin?
Are you kidding?
Of course.
What'd you think?
Loved it.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Except for the head of photography was David Hasselhoff, apparently.
You thought the camera was a little too shaky?
Well, just a bit.
Yeah.
That was sort of a trademark of all three of those films.
Yeah.
It's a technique they use to try to get you to viscerally feel as if you're in the action and everything is sort of happening around you.
Don't get me wrong. I loved it because I'm a sucker for this kind of movie. But when I see that close and that shaky, I think not very good stunts. Otherwise, they would show it.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Quite the difference.
No?
Quite the opposite, yeah.
Don't be a sucker.
It's a specific stylistic choice that they make for that film, but the stunt work is brilliant. And
but it's a little boring in that it's just like watching a typical week in my life.
Sure.
So
I've seen you jump off of rooftops through windows and save people, and
happens all the time.
Kill them with a towel and a book. I've seen you do that.
He did kill a guy with a book.
Yeah.
And that takes some doing.
Pretty awesome, isn't it? The Simpsons movie, in its second week, dropped off significantly from the $400 billion it made in its opening weekend to just $25.6 million at the box office.
I'm number one.
No, you're not.
Victory is mine.
Homer, you're number
two. So kiss my behind.
You're Homer.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka.
You're number two,
in your face. Boo. Cha. Ka-cha-ka-ka-o. Ba. Boo. Ba. Who's your daddy?
Second. Second place, not first.
Underdog was number 3 at the box office. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Number 4, Hairspray. Number 5, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix came in at number 6. No Reservations was 7. Then at number 8, Transformers. Number 9, Hot Rod, in its premiere, debut rather, made $5 million at the box office. $5 million.
Still not deterred. I still want to go see that.
Oh, stop it!
I do. It looks funny.
No, it doesn't!
People that get hit and fall and knock into the back of things.
They kill motorcycle riders. That's what they do. That's what that movie does. You do not want to see it.
I will laugh.
Bratz, number 10 at the box office. Hot Rod just edged out Bratz.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Hot Rod.
It's not a great sign.
No, it's spectacular. Where's Lindsay Lohan? No one seems to know for sure.
Good question.
There are some speculations, however. Of course, when she first got left jail after she got popped for her second DUI in a matter of months and had that cocaine in her pocket, everyone was speculating that she was already in rehab again.
Right.
Some people were saying the Betty Ford Center. They know that she didn't go back to Promises, because Promises doesn't work.
Yeah.
However, now several sources, including the Insider, Lara, are saying that Lohan entered the Cirque Lodge Rehab Center at Sundance, Utah this weekend.
The Cirque Lodge?
The Cirque Lodge is the name of it. And it is a rehab in Sundance, Utah, and that Lindsay will begin an intense 30-day program there, which for her means a lot of nudity and whippets. So Lindsay has entered rehab for the third time, according to this article, and she's currently in Utah, as far as they know. However, the New York Post is claiming that she's with her family in Long Island.
Oh. Well, that's not...
So she's either one of those
rehab.
Two places or neither.
Okay.
Come here for all the latest and sharpest news.
And we don't know.
We have no idea, but those are the rumors. You guys are talking about hits on the internet. That that dude who fell off his skateboard and plummeted to the center of the pipe there. Well, apparently Lycos.com says the most popular search on their search engine for the week ending in July 28th was Beyonce stumbling down the stairs in Orlando. Have you seen that video?
That was a good one, too.
That's spectacular. It's the best ever. The cell phone video of her headlong plunge is also at the top of the weekly Lycos 50s list. So, apparently very popular with the kids.
That was good, too.
Watching Beyonce tumble down some stairs. Speaking of crashes, crash star Thandie Newton. Thank you. Thank
Nicely
you so much.
Done.
Has admitted to Easy Living magazine that she was bulimic at one time in her life.
God, she's so thin.
A 34-year-old reveals when she was in her 20s, she used to force herself to vomit and currently still has scars on her knuckles from jamming her hand down her throat to make her vomit.
Wow.
She used to cut her knuckles with her teeth by sticking her fingers
down. Well, she's bad at it then. Seems like you could do without hurting your knuckles.
Get something. Get a toothbrush handle. Something.
It's gotta be anything.
Get a feather. That's what we used to do in Rome.
Put on Doc's anal glove. Whatever.
Oh,
whatever it takes.
I'm dare
saying
you.
Whatever it takes.
Apparently, she says that the behavior started when she was feeling ashamed when she was having a sexual relationship with a much older man.
Yeah.
Nothing hotter than a bulimic whore. But she said she's got it under control now. She recovered thanks to therapy and is proud to have never thrown up again.
She's a whore, okay?
Even if she has, like, the stomach flu, she won't let it
won't
go.
Throw up.
She just bears down and holds it in.
Can you hold it in if you really want to?
Sure. Oh, sure.
She recovered nicely because she could not have looked any hotter than she did in that last Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Or in Norbit. She looked hot in Norbit.
Yeah, no one saw
that.
I didn't know she was in Norbit.
Oh, boy, was she hot in Norbit.
Nobody saw that one.
This is top-notch gay.
Hot. Hot in Norbit.
Hey, man, Adam. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Norbit.
Norbit, man.
You make fun of me for Superbad.
That's on the pay movies on DirecTV right now. You can watch it every night if you want.
I finally caught up with Norbit on DVD.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
I apologize.
You should.
Oh, what the hell I was thinking. It's hard.
You recommended that one. That was a strong recommendation.
Well, here's the thing. I was basing it on every time Eddie Murphy puts on really good makeup and a fat suit, it makes me laugh. Both the Nutty Professor movies... what's the other one he did? The played all the characters. Coming to America, when he did all those characters in makeup. Ordinarily, that for me is a slam dunk.
But you saw the trailers for this?
I know. Hey. So that looks funny.
But if I'm off.
Hey.
Isn't my standard well below yours?
Hey. It's funny saying that.
No.
And lastly, Beans Gay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, come on.
Now on to the birthdays.
Police officers in Bangkok, Thailand.
Oh, no.
Have instigated a new policy amongst their officers. They will be forced to wear pink armbands featuring Hello Kitty on them when they shame their job. They will wear the armbands as a mark of shame, a senior officer said Monday. If an officer does poorly, he has to wear the band of shame, which is a Hello Kitty armband. Thailand officials said it will make them seem more like Bean, thus shaming them in public.
I don't think
an
that's what they said.
Exactly what it says right here.
Country has decided that Bean is gay.
Yes. And shameful.
Wow.
There you go. Here's your celebrity birthdays for Monday, August the 6th. Soleil Moon Frye.
Yes.
Punky Brewster. Oh, little Punky. Remember how punky she was?
Boobs.
Yeah, she grew up to have biggins. She had to get a reduction.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how big they were.
Well, I like boobs. Big boobs.
Yeah, me too. So hot. She's 31 years old today. Jerry Halliwell. Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls.
Boobs.
35 years old today. M. Night Shyamalan. He is the director, writer of Sixth Sense and other films. Did you see that last one, the water one with the mermaid?
No. Didn't see that one. No. Woo! Lady in the Water? No.
Woo!
Made Norbit look like Chinatown.
Here's the thing about him is that Sixth Sense was perfect, and then Signs was 7/8 really, really good. And then from then on, he never shot a decent frame of film again.
Yeah. He is 37 years old today. And Catherine Hicks, who played the mom on Seventh Heaven, turns 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I'm at KRock.com, Kevin. I'm trying to look at your X Games photos to see some of the action you saw over the weekend. And all these big boob girls walked in front of your camera while you were trying to take pictures.
The inconsiderateness of people is one of the problems that is plaguing society today.
Yes.
Very frustrating.
They look at you. They see you're taking a picture. They don't care. They just walk right in front of you.
And some of them are like bending over right in front of the camera, too. It's so annoying. All right, you can go to KRock.com, Kevin and Bean section, the sites page, you'll see that. It's 7:12 Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of controversy with our little friend, our little midget actor friend, Tom Cruise, lately. So we thought we'd bring Tom on and kind of get caught up, find out what's going on in his world with his beautiful wife and beautiful child. Good morning, Mr. Cruise.
I love Germany.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because you're playing this Colonel Stauffenberg in this movie. I guess he's a historical figure who tried to kill Adolf Hitler. That's the film you're working on right now in Germany?
Von Stauffenberg, yes.
Right, okay.
I got to tell you, Tom, you with an eye patch?
Look pretty good, don't
you? No, you look just stupid.
Kevin.
Yes?
Don't be glib. Have you ever worn an eye patch?
Well, no, because I would look stupid.
I've done the research. I know about eye patches.
Right.
You know, in Germany, they use eye patches as street drugs.
No, they don't.
I don't think that's true. You wear an eye patch if there's something wrong with your eye that you need to cover up or protect the eye. That's
when
why you wear it.
Drugs in your eye. Yes.
What about this? What about the controversy surrounding this film where the man you are playing, Von Stauffenberg, his son came out and told a German newspaper that he didn't want you to portray his dad in the movie because if you were in it, it was sure to be crap.
How dare he?
That's what he said. It's a quote. Sure to be crap is a quote.
What's his name?
It doesn't say here.
Actually, it does. Keep reading.
Is that Roselda's son?
He's got to lead us right through it.
Berthold. His name is Berthold.
Berthold.
He's not on the phone, Tom.
Berthold.
He's not on the phone, Tom.
Don't be glib. That's how to say Berthold.
It is.
It certainly is, yeah.
I'm glad you finally found it, Bean.
Is part of the problem, Tom, and maybe you could speak to this, is that Germany is not down with Scientology. Their concern is having you over there spreading your cult throughout Germany.
The country that put up with Nazis
is
down on Scientology.
That's correct.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't it outlawed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, we got that going for us.
So that's good. So they're boycotting you on a lot of different levels.
Well, listen, I think this is an important film to be made.
Right.
And I don't care what they think of my religious beliefs. I think it's important that we talk about a group of people that tried to brainwash other people.
Right.
That was a dangerous, dangerous cult.
Right.
That was led by a charismatic leader.
Right.
That caused harm to many, many people.
Yeah, Scientology, right?
And we should talk about the Nazis, too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So the movie comes out next year. The movie is being filmed. It's called Valkyrie. Anything else we need to know about that?
I look bitchin' in an eye patch.
You know, you look bad.
Okay. Like a badass.
Now, speaking of you in pictures, on W Magazine, there was a big photo shoot with David and Victoria Beckham.
My friends.
Your friends.
My friends, Posh and Bex.
Sure. And the very next episode, of course, it has to be you and Katie.
We are planning a photo shoot, yes, but it has nothing to do with Posh and Bex.
But it's going to be in the very next W?
Well, maybe, yeah.
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 But I think the question is, if your friends go out and do it, it seems suspicious that then all of a sudden you and your wife, Katie Holmes, go, oh, we've got the same idea. Now we're going to go do the same kind of photo shoot for the same magazine. What?
Bing, 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 bing.
Yes. Yes, Tom. Tom. Yes, Tom.
Don't be quick.
What?
Do you know David Beckham?
No, I don't. I've never met the man. No.
I do. I know David Beckham.
Okay.
I've done the research.
Okay, but
boy, have I done the research.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Is that right?
Really?
You like that?
Tom? Tom, you all right?
I like women.
But I think the point is it seems a little insulting that you would copy exactly what your friends are doing. It seems it smacks a little bit of keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, first of all, their name's not even Jones.
Well, that's just a phrase. For God's sake.
You have no idea what their name is. I shouldn't even be talking to you.
Can't you just let them have the spotlight for a second?
Kevin.
Yes, Tom.
I look at me.
Look at you.
I demand you look at me.
Okay.
All right.
I feel better now.
You've done the research. All right.
Okay. Tom,
I know that this phone call has not gone swimmingly well, but would you mind holding on?
Yes.
Because you wouldn't mind it?
No, I'll hold on.
You'll hold on. Okay. Because from time to time, we like to get your take. You seem to have done the research on every single possible problem.
I do. I know the answers to most things, yes.
Okay. So we'd like to do another episode of Cruising Through Life.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Our listeners can call.
I like to help people.
Okay.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, some people call me and I help them get off drugs.
That's what we've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Some listeners can call.
Lindsay Lohan called.
She did?
Yeah, but I was out.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's the problem there.
You should have left a message.
1-800-520-1067. If you have relationship troubles or you have job troubles or you need to find a job or whatever your problem might be, Tom Cruise has done the research.
I have. And I have your answers.
He can give you the answer, and we will do Cruising Through Life next.
We have Tom Cruise on the line with us right now. Mr. Cruise, thank you for holding on.
Can you play some Fall Out Boy?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we can't. I'm sorry we can't. I know you do. Listen, Tom, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You are offering very generously, because I know you're a busy man, to answer listeners' questions if they've got some problems in life. You're the man who's done the research. You've got the solutions. You can help them out. Am I right?
I like to help people.
Okay. All right. Let's get started.
It's time to cruise through life.
Feel like you're stuck in the gridlock of life's highway? Well, you don't have to be anymore. Spend a few moments with Tom Cruise, and the next thing you know, you'll be cruising through life.
All right, we are ready to take some phone calls here. Let's begin with Leon and find out what's going on. Good morning, Leon.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. First, I need to make sure if Tom, can you hear Leon?
I can, yes.
You can hear him. Okay.
Can you hear me? Yes, I
Hello?
Can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on a cell phone driving my truck. But anyway, Mr. Cruise, my question to you is, how can I get my ex-wife to pay her child support?
Your wife owes you child support?
Yes, she does. I have 3 children.
Your wife makes more money than you do?
No, I make more money than her, but she still has to pay child support, which she refuses to do. And I've been fighting her for 3 years now.
Because you have custody of the kids?
What was that?
Because you have custody of the children?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what you do. Talk to O.J. Simpson. Give him a call.
No, no.
No, I've already planned that.
No.
This is going
they
all
got a
wrong.
Big insurance policy.
No,
you put the kids as the beneficiaries of the insurance policy.
No, you don't do
and
any
then
of that.
Give O.J. a call and have him really explain things to her.
That's a terrible idea. Please
Good
disregard
luck,
Tom's advice, Leon. Oh, come on. That's awful.
Stop.
Let's go to line 3. Lieutenant James is on the line. He's down there in San Diego. Lieutenant, first of all, thank you for your service. What can Mr. Cruise help you with?
Well, Mr. Cruise, I just a little bit of practical work experience I'd like to hear from you. You, of course, have researched all of this. I just want to know how I should treat and interact with those in Iraq when I do happen to go over there as a paratrooper. And I'm just curious, what are some good social customs, some other etiquette that I should be aware of?
Well, Lieutenant James, of course, you know I have extensive military experience.
You do?
I was in military school.
You were?
Of course.
You weren't. That was in. That was just in Top Gun. That was just in a movie, Tom.
Actually, it was in Taps. I was in military school.
Taps. And
I'll just take it from here. I was a fighter pilot. And
that was Top Gun.
And then, of course, I protested against the Vietnam War and I ended up in a wheelchair.
That was born on the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July.
That was just acting. You were in disservice.
I was a naval lawyer, of course.
Was just a few good men. That was not in real life either. That was just as a role in a movie.
So in order to really win over the Iraqis, I say you bring them lots of copies of Playboy and chocolate bars and nylons, because apparently we're short on those.
I will be issuing all of the above to my soldiers.
Oh, that's not good. All right. Thank you, Lieutenant James.
Good luck, Lieutenant James.
All right. Nervous about some of this advice that Tom has given out today. I got to be honest.
All right. Let's go to Jared in La Puente. Good morning, Jared. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. Hi. I'm an avid marijuana smoker, and I've just been placed on probation. And I was wondering what to do to continue smoking.
Jared. First of all, congratulations losing all that weight on Subway. Secondly,
I don't think that's him. Don't
do drugs. Come down, take a personality test. We'll give you some vitamins and some exercise, and you won't need any marijuana
anymore.
Can
he call you in the middle of the night if he needs you?
Absolutely. I'll give him my number.
That's wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
Don't do drugs.
So vitamins and exercise, that's the substitute for pot, in your opinion, Tom?
And personality tests.
And personality tests.
And writing a lot of checks.
All right. Let's go to Laura in La Verne. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good. Welcome to Cruising Through Life.
I just have a question for Tom. Yesterday, I was at the X Games, and I was wearing my sunglasses and got raccoon eyes.
Oh.
I was just wondering how you might prevent, if you have any advice for preventing raccoon eyes.
The best thing you can do, Laura, really, at this point, the damage has been done. The best thing to do is try to cover your eyes, maybe with a sack. I've got a sack I can put on your eyes if you want.
That would be great.
All right. Okay, we'll put that together.
You haven't done that in years.
Cover your eyes with a sack.
You're aware that's a girl that called it, right, Tom? You know
that,
right?
A paper bag, a paper sack.
Oh, that's the kind of sack
you
have.
You cut eye holes in it and you wear it around. That way no one notices.
Marty in Los Angeles.
Eyes, but they do notice you're wearing a bag on your head.
Welcome to Cruising Through Life, Marty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Lisa May and Tom.
Marty.
I have commitment issues, Tom. I just can't seem to settle down. I'm always looking for the next best thing. Tell me, how do I get over this problem?
Are you gay?
No, not at all.
Would you like to be?
What? No.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes men who have commitment issues with women have a deeper issue that they want to be with other men. And sometimes they overcompensate by, making movies or buying a lot of expensive things or marrying really pretty actresses.
Named Katie Holmes.
So I think you need to take a long, hard look at yourself and see what you're really afraid of. And, of course, you can always take a personality test and do some exercise.
So a guy who sleeps with a lot of different women, you think may be gay?
That's very possible. Or a man who sleeps with a lot of different men might be gay also.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, is there a god, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, is his name Xenu?
Kevin.
Just
ask. Don't be glib.
All right. Let's go to Aaron in Temecula. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. You're on with Tom.
All right. I just got engaged, and after 3 years, my girlfriend decided that it's a bad idea to have sex before we get married. I wanted to ask Tom how to get her to change her mind and giving it up again.
I think you should find it elsewhere.
What?
Find your satisfaction elsewhere.
But he's engaged to be married to this woman. I don't think that he wants to cheat. He just wants to go back to the sexual relationship they were having before they got engaged, Tom.
He wants some sex is what he wants. So I'll give him my number later. We can talk about that.
What are you talking about?
None of your business.
Well, what do you mean you're going to give him your number?
I'll help him.
With?
Something.
Sex?
None of your business.
All right.
Just carry on.
Let's close with one more. We've got Chris on the line from Burbank. We're cruising through life on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. Chris, you're on with Tom Cruise. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Mr. Tom.
Chris.
Yes. My girlfriend thinks I'm going to leave her for another woman because she's pregnant. What
Smart
can
girl.
I do?
Smart girl.
What?
Smart girl.
No, he wants
I can
to
hear it in your voice. You're already out the door.
He wants to know what he can do to
mentally.
Convince her that he's going to stay.
He won't. He's going.
So there's nothing I can do?
No.
Okay.
Might as well leave her.
Tom, that's terrible advice. What if he wants to stay with her and she wants him to stay with her too?
Oh, what do I know about women?
Hey, I know we have a piece of audio we need to play here, but real quick, Petros Papadakis is here in the studio. Petros, how about Barry Bonds hitting 755 down in San Diego this weekend?
F Barry Bonds and his stupid veiny swole head, and he can die in a car accident with my ex-girlfriend who's a whore.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Moving on. Green Day on the way. Ralph's got the showbiz beat, including a phenomenal opening weekend from the Bourne Ultimatum. That's all coming up before 8 o'clock. What's this tape we're about to hear, Kevin?
Well, it's from Comic-Con, and we were talking about this a lot a week ago. And Kevin Smith went down there. And Kevin Smith, as you know, loves the Q&A.
Sure.
He's put out a couple of DVDs of just him doing Q&A.
For hours he'll do it.
He's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's great with a crowd, too. I mean, there's nothing you can throw at Kevin that he can't handle. And I guess he had a heckler in the audience. You know, you'd think a guy like Kevin Smith, I mean, you'd think he would be Jesus to people at Comic-Con. This is a big sci-fi and comic book convention that goes on every year down in San Diego. You'd think a guy like him, everybody would love. But I guess he had a heckler, and a guy stood up and asked a question, and Kevin Smith had to pretty much dress him down.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell that this guy thinks he's smarter than the room, and so he was going to take down Kevin Smith by asking him this question.
Yes. Do you ever plan on making an original movie without rehashing any of your old characters?
Okay, so just to make sure you understand, do you ever plan on making an original movie without rehashing the characters from your old movies?
That doesn't suck.
Ooh.
and the reason he asked that is because Kevin Smith has made made the sequel to Clerks, and he's kind of revisited the Jay and Silent Bob characters. I mean, he has kind of used some of his characters in a few of his movies, and I guess that rubs this guy the wrong way.
That's a good question. Kind of. I totally do. I totally do. Zach and Mary, the next one. Zach and Mary make a porno. Doesn't feature any of the characters. Doesn't touch on any of the old movies.
So his next movie, Zach Makes a Porno, or whatever it is, doesn't have any of the old characters. It's all brand new.
And Red State, we're doing a little horror movie. That's kind of way different than the other stuff I've done. And I swear to God, I'll get around to him as soon as I pull my out of your mother's ass. So. What's your I'm going to pull up to the mic and give him Wasn't that cool, honey?
Now he's making fun of him because he's saying he's going to go home and tell his wife. Oh, I totally screwed up with Kevin Smith. Oh, but he doesn't have a woman.
I'm just going to pimp it away.
So now the guy's walking away from the stage now, and Kevin's making fun of him as he walks away, just pimping away. Guy turns around and heads back toward the stage. He says that now he's coming back.
Maybe there's more people than this. That's what I'm going to do on a Friday night. Attack my betters.
He yelled something about his mom.
Okay.
But he doesn't have a microphone at this point.
I can't hear you, dude, but I can see your man from here.
This is Kevin Smith, by the way, making fun of a guy's man boobs now and getting a huge laugh for it.
Well, then he goes on and he says, look, black. Dude, wear black and layer. That's how I cover it up.
Two words, wear black and wear layers. Now I'm going to pimp away. I'm going to pimp away. Oh! Why did I put the nail in my coffin by showing off your shame? Never a good idea to attack the dude with the microphone.
Never a good idea to attack the dude with the microphone. I
gotta
tell
you. Y'all just mad. Because today, you suckers got served.
Yep.
Served.
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 And props to us for that great quality audio that we just played.
That we had to translate.
Well, I think it's a cell phone with a guy that put up to YouTube. It's a miracle we even got it on the air.
It's maybe the worst piece of audio we've ever played.
Hey!
Well done. Oh, excellent work.
Thank you so much. We just need to add that to the song so it just plays all day like
Call
that.
The Romantics.
Needs it.
They're not doing anything these days. 7:54 Monday morning in the Kevin Bean Show. When did we talk to my guy who invented the flying saucer? When did we get him on the air?
After the top of the hour.
I can't wait. Have you guys seen the video of this flying saucer? Have you seen what this is? Oh, it looks awesome.
It does, and I picture you in it and things going very poorly.
Very poorly, I should say.
You should say that, yes. It's going to be great. We'll talk to him coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I want to let you know if you are, like I am, a fan of the movie Hot Fuzz. You love Hot Fuzz?
Loved it.
Very, very funny movie. Comes out on DVD tomorrow because it is Tuesday. That's new DVD days. The director of that film, Edgar Wright, who is also one of the writers, will be doing a signing at Hollywood and Highland.
Oh, cool.
The Virgin Megastore at Hollywood and Highland. He'll be there August the 7th. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m. You can get your DVD signed and meet him. I've had a chance to meet Edgar. He's a very nice fellow and very, very funny. So if you're a big fan, he also, of course, is responsible for Shaun of the Dead as well. So you want to check that out. It's tomorrow at the Hollywood and Highland Virgin Megastore down there in Hollywood Boulevard. And it is 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can meet Edgar Wright, director of Hot Fuzz, and pick up the DVD if you haven't seen it because it is very, very funny. Speaking of funny movies, I'll have more tickets tomorrow for the red carpet premiere of Superbad. If you missed it earlier today, I'll be giving away more tickets for that tomorrow. So stick around and come on back, won't you? Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Bourne Ultimatum. Ultimatumly made a lot of money.
Nice.
Oh, God.
How do you do it?
$70.2 million it made this weekend.
I sat next to an old woman who complained the entire time about sitting too close.
Dude, you should have borned her. You should have got a book and caught right in the windpipe. Lights out for Granny.
I said, you guys could move.
Here's the thing. We mentioned it earlier. The style of the film is it's very... all of the action sequences are shot in sort of a handheld style, so the camera is moving along with the action. And if you're close to the screen, I can't imagine that would be a little jarring.
I liked it. I mean, I wanted to be that close and experience it all, but she was old and had never sat that close. It was very upset.
How close were you to the screen?
It was probably third row back.
Third row from the screen?
That's rough.
That's too close.
No, I like it that way.
No!
Because you can't see any of the other people or rows or anything. It's just all screen.
Yeah,
but
that's the second one that way.
That's
but
a
not
bad movie to see that
to.
Way.
It's
a bad
it.
Movie.
I'm
you
saying,
gotta,
I
you
it.
Need a little distance.
Kevin's head is so heavy that it just naturally rests back. It gives his neck a little bit of rest.
I would think being that close to the screen, they would just show it on the back of your head. There would be some danger of the film just showing on the back
that's
of the giant blonde noggin of yours. Anyway, it made a lot of money this weekend. That's the point.
I think I saw it too, but I can't remember.
How does he do it?
Because Jason Bourne has amnesia.
Oh, my God.
The Simpsons movie was number 2 at the box office, but pretty good distance from number 1. $25.6 million made in its second week of release. Underdog came in at number 3 with $12 million. Then I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry at number 4. Hairspray was number 5. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix turned in at number 6. Number 7 was No Reservations. Number 8, Transformers. At number 9, Hot Rod. The new comedy?
Looks good.
$5 million it made this weekend. And Bratz, based on the popular
doesn't look good.
Line of dolls, $4.3 million. Big controversy with those Bratz, by the way. A lot of parents up in arms.
About what?
Because they're basically just sluts. They wear like micro miniskirts and they wear makeup and all these girls who are 6 and 7 are playing with them and they want to be whores like the Bratz. So some parents are upset.
I got you.
Others are encouraging it, oddly enough.
Brittany. Who knows?
Speaking of whores, Lindsay Lohan, we don't know where she is. We're just still trying to figure it out. The New York Post says Lindsay was doing time at the Betty Ford Center. Although the Betty Ford Center, says they never confirm or deny their clients. So that cannot be confirmed. However, other sources are now saying that Lindsay's in a rehab in Utah rather than the California Center, the Cirque Lodge in Sundance, Utah, where they have the big film festival every year. She's doing a 30-day program there, according to The Insider and What Would Tyler Durden Do and some other sources. And then the New York Post says Lindsay's out of rehab and is with her family in Long Island.
Well, which is it?
We just don't know.
Considering you used to not be able to go an hour without seeing a new photo of Lindsay, she's doing a pretty good job of avoiding photographers.
Hey, it turns out she can do it.
Yeah, it shows it's possible if she puts her mind to it.
Love that.
Paris Hilton, another former jail client. Shall we say? apparently has lost her boyfriend.
Oh.
Tyler Atkins is his name. He's an Austrian. And apparently he's a model or actress or actor.
Actress.
And he's got a new girlfriend. He told the London newspaper, well, he wouldn't reveal his name, the name of his new girlfriend.
Right.
But he said that her first name rhymes with that of an animal that leaps through the air.
Gazelle?
So people are speculating Giselle Bundchen.
Bastard.
I was thinking Tiger Woods. I was trying to get my head around how that worked.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You are so f***ing funny. You are so god damn you for being so funny. Oh my god. Oh.
Good times.
It's hard to be a stuntman.
Yeah?
I'm sure.
I've got a story here about Tony Angelotti. He is the stunt double for Johnny Depp in all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He is currently suing Walt Disney and Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer of those films.
Why?
Because while filming the last movie, he broke his pelvis, suffered internal bleeding, ruptured his bladder, tore his femoral artery, and hurt his legs in a practice stunt.
That
went wrong on the set.
Sounds like a bad stuntman.
He's talented not in that area. Tony blames the injuries on faulty equipment and wants unspecified damages, saying that it was an unsafe stunt for him to perform long before he actually undertook it. So,
Ralph Garman.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Gene Simmons. How are you? Happy Monday, Gene.
Happy Monday to you. It's good to see you. One of the injuries you mentioned was a broken pelvis.
I did, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lisa May.
Yeah.
Speaking of a broken pelvis, you might like to break yours with my beef baton.
Beef baton everywhere.
Beef baton.
Wow. I'm intrigued.
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll warm up. Around Wednesday, a little stride. And Pearl Jam closed out yesterday's Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. The show wouldn't, of course, been complete without Eddie Vedder bringing up an injured Iraq war veteran on stage.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Good
times.
And asking the crowd to do whatever they could to end the conflict in the Middle East.
Good times.
Eddie then threw the injured Iraq vet into the pond, mosh pit.
Into the pit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't sound like
that. And no one caught him.
No one caught him.
That's
flat. Yeah. Apparently, highlights of the concert included My Morning Jacket. Are you familiar with those guys?
Yes, sure. Terrific band. Yeah.
They did most of their set with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. Bunch of kids who play in a symphony orchestra there in Chicago. Join them on stage. And Iggy Pop apparently caused some trouble at the concert when he asked fans to join him on stage and sing with him.
No, that always works well.
Yeah, it's always a good idea when you're dealing with 80,000 beer-soaked people.
Sure.
So but apparently it was quite the show yesterday.
That whole show was on AT&T Blue Room. You could have seen it online.
Damn it! Now you tell me.
I know.
Now it's Monday.
I forgot on Friday.
I can't see nothing.
I forgot on Friday. They usually archive those for a couple of days, Ralph. You may still have a chance.
Damn! Now you tell me.
That's one thing about Eddie Vedder, man, is nobody brings a party like Ed. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
He takes any event and figures out a way to bum you out. No matter how cool the event is, he figures out a way to make it a downer.
Put your hands together for this crippled guy. Today's celebrity birthday, Soleil Moon Frye. She was Punky Brewster.
She was.
Yes, she was.
On the TV series of the same name.
Boobs.
Now she's Booby Brewster. She's 31 years old today. Jerry Halliwell, who was Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, and will be again as they reunite this year. Oh, I can't wait. December 7th, I think it is, here in LA.
Ralph, I know you're talking about it, and you're making it sound like you're going to go, and it's funny, and yada, 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 but you're not really going to buy a ticket and go to the Spice Girls. You're just not.
Watch me,
bitch. That's Bean's role on this show. He's got the whole I'm a 12-year-old girl thing handled. You don't need to step up and try and take some of that.
I'm not a 12-year-old girl. I'm like a 16-year-old girl.
All right.
When it comes to the Spice Girls.
All right.
You know, time has passed. We've all grown up.
Sure.
Oh, love me some Spice Girls.
You'd be the only
guy
there.
Tell me what you want. What you really want. Exactly. Exactly, Kevin. Once again, you've crystallized my evil plot perfectly.
But how many of their songs sound good to you today? It's fun to say, oh, tell me what you got, what you really, really want. But then are you really going to want to be there for 2 hours and hear song after song after song by the Spice Girls?
They got booze out there. They got booze at this place, right?
Well, I hope.
So
I hope they have a lot of it.
Girl power. Girl power. You guys don't get it, man. It's girl power. M. Night Shyamalan. He is the director of The Sixth Sense. That was his good movie. He's 37 years old today. And Catherine Hicks, who played the mom on Seventh Heaven, she's 56 years old today. I also remember as Captain Kirk's love interest when they went back in time to get the whales. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
She was his love interest.
Right? Was that four?
I lose the number sometimes.
Yeah. That was the funny one.
Yeah, that was the funny one. Yeah. And she's the whale doctor or something that he hooks up with there on Earth.
He hooks up with the whale doctor.
He does. Double dumbass on you. He's like, does not a curse in modern times? Oh, spectacular. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're going to be looking for folks who have experienced amnesia or have had those close to them experience amnesia. Bourne Ultimatum, huge box office over the weekend. And, I know somebody who had the amnesia, so I'll tell you about that. And we'll take your phone calls coming up in about 15 minutes at 1-800-520-1067. Right now, today, Kevin,
the greatest day of my life.
Mine
Today's
too.
The day I take the first step toward getting my own flying saucer. I couldn't be more excited. Please welcome to the program Paul Moeller. He is the chairman of the board of Moeller International. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, for years I've been talking about wanting a jetpack, and our listeners have always done a good job of keeping me informed every time there's new technology in the jetpack world. And then I started seeing this video show up. People started sending me this video of this flying saucer that you've got that's coming out pretty soon, and it looks like the real deal.
Well, it is, I guess, similar, in at least in appearance, to the Jetson vehicle, which I guess people kind of relate to because that was around for a long time.
Right. How does it work? How does it work?
It has a series of fans that are like small helicopter blades, but they're all enclosed so that there's no danger to the user. You sit in the center of it, either you or someone else with you, because it can carry two people, and takes off vertically, flies up to 100 miles an hour, although we typically say it's better flying at a cruise about 75.
Up to 100 miles an hour?
That's awesome. And how far can you go with it, Paul?
Well, again, some of that is theoretical because we've done a lot of flying, but only in a local area. We haven't, all our other testing has been in a wind tunnel. But it looks like it's about a 100-mile range. We think it might be a bit more than that, but we won't know that until we do the final test on that.
Paul holds a master's in engineering, a Ph.D. He was a professor of mechanical and aeronautical engineering. They have contacts with NASA and the Army and the Navy and everybody wants to use this new vehicle.
I bet they would, yeah.
Oh, the video is amazing. Now, how is it different from a hovercraft? This is different technology completely, right, Paul?
Well, yeah, this is really a vehicle that can fly well above 10 feet, but as long as we fly 10 feet off the ground, then we don't have to worry about the FAA. You don't have to worry about a pilot's license.
So, is 10 feet as high as you can go, though?
If you're operating it without a pilot's license.
I see. Okay.
Now, if you want to do some of the work yourself, then you can do it. Then you can fly it under the experimental category anywhere. But
so you can go as high as need be, and as
well, some limit, of course. But we think probably certainly wouldn't be a problem going to 5,000 feet, for example.
Wow. I mean, this really, I mean, forgive our naivete, but this seems like a real breakthrough in terms of personal flying machines. I mean, this seems like the most accessible and affordable machine of its type that I've ever heard about. Am I missing something? Is there a catch that we don't know about?
Well, it is, but still, it's not going to replace the automobile, obviously, because it has its own area of operation. It's a utility right now, recreational. We have another one that we've been doing some testing on, which is much faster at the moment, more expensive, and does require a special pilot's license. This is the one that the market can use right now, in theory.
And you're gonna start selling it this year?
Not 2008.
Oh, yes. 2008, okay.
Right.
Now, Paul, what does it run on, regular gasoline?
Well, we typically use ethanol because it burns particularly well in this engine. The key to this whole technology, and the reason you asked the question, why hasn't it been around longer, is there was not a power plant. You need this special engine that, you know, you can hold in the palm of your hand almost. It puts out, 50 horsepower.
Right.
And that's really the key element because this is a little like the Hummingbird. It's got a high metabolism rate. And so you really have to find a way to crank a lot of power into a very small, lightweight package.
Now, Paul, what would you say to a guy that was, say, 6'6", first of all?
Well, first off, I'd have to have a bigger dome for him. But
yeah.
Yeah. Really?
But that's incredibly accident prone.
How dare you?
Well, then this is really the perfect machine because I am not a skilled pilot. I've made over 200 flights in this machine, and it's the computers do all the work for you. So really, you can ask it to do something, but it'll do it for you once you ask it. You don't have to have any developed skill whatsoever.
Really? So it's almost completely entirely on its own, and you just kind of sit along for the ride.
That's exactly right. Yes. Of course, you still direct it where you want it to go up or down. We've got a plan on the boards for a second machine that really flies from point A to point B, just computerized, so you don't get involved in it.
Oh, can you imagine?
Paul, let me ask you this, because, we've spent so much time talking about and watching videos and TV shows about the jetpack over the years, and the people who have been able to fly the jetpacks, first of all, the downer on those is they generally can only fly for about 30 seconds. And secondly, they say they're incredibly difficult, they're incredibly complex to take off and land from. The video that I'm watching of your device
looks like it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy.
Yeah, the jetpack doesn't have any computers on board at all. So, that pilot has to be really skilled. He's almost got to be a Neil Armstrong.
Right.
Whereas I'm nothing like that, and it's very, very easy to fly this machine. I think a five-year-old could learn to fly this very easily.
Is there one available for purchase before this Saturday for the Rock the Bell show out at Hyundai Pavilion?
I wish I could say yes to that.
Rage Against the Machine. Just go right over the 10 the whole way.
Is that how you planned on getting to the show, Kevin? Is that why you asked?
Hey, everybody, look up here. 100 miles an hour.
Hey, Paul, what do you anticipate the people who buy these when they roll off the assembly line next year, what do you anticipate they are going to use them for? Just fun in the backyard?
I think initially recreation and utility. For example, if you have a yacht, you might use it from ship to shore. If you're a farmer, you might use it for herding cattle, or you might just go out there and have fun with it.
Because in a suburban area or an urban area, how if you can only go up 10 feet, if you're not a pilot, you really couldn't use it in those areas, could you?
No, that's why I say it's the first stage. We have vehicles right now that, and again, as I say, if you do part of the assembly yourself, then it goes into what's called experimental category. Then you can fly it anywhere. This is a transitional phase.
So we have to put it together, is what you're saying.
Not too much, really. Just a few bolts here.
Things
and there.
Have taken a turn for the south.
Think about it, Kevin. You take a couple of bolts off. You put a couple of bolts on. Now all of a sudden, you're helping build the thing. You know what I mean? I mean, there's certainly ways around this. Do you anticipate? And this is a purely personal question for you, Paul, because this is the situation I'm in. Is this the type of thing that somebody could take off from their yard and fly across, say, 5 miles of water and land on the other side and do that pretty safely and pretty fast?
Yeah, and you could land in the water for that matter too, although I wouldn't recommend it if the water's real rough. It's a waterproof machine.
Wow. I have a reason to live now. Seriously, I was this close to taking my own life, and now I think I'm gonna hang on till Paul's second generation device is built.
And then you're gonna end it that way.
You're saying 6'6", too tall for the device I've seen in the video right now, Paul?
Well, when I fly it, I normally fly without the bubble dome on it because, I'm obviously in experiment mode. And if something goes wrong, I'd like to get out of it a little quicker.
Yeah, sure.
But you can make any kind of enclosure you like. Certainly, it's room in it to sit if you're 6'6".
Do you have an eject seat, a button?
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
But we're going to have lots of airbags to protect you at the same time.
Now, Paul, a lot of people who are hearing this interview on KROQ this morning are going to want to know where they can see the video, and they're going to know how much this thing's going to cost. Can you answer both of those questions for us?
Sure. I could give you – there's three answers here probably. One is Moller.com, which is real easy to do.
Moller.com,
sure. And the second is that we believe we can keep the price under $100,000, even with all the computers on board.
Wow, so
cheap
it's like
twice the price.
It's like an expensive sports car, basically,
cost-wise. Right,
okay.
And the other thing your listeners may want is just to know our stock symbol, because we're a public company. Everybody keeps that. That's MLER.
MLER, okay.
Right,
well, you got my business, I'll tell you that, Paul. Is there a waiting list that people have to get one of these things?
Yeah, we have between the two vehicles, we have orders or, let's say, reservations for nearly 100 vehicles with deposits right now.
Wow. Okay. And how long does it take to make one? Would that put somebody who's at the back of that list, would it take 2 years, or are you going to be able to roll out quite a few of them next year?
No, we can produce one a day. The only limitation is we're setting up a production factory for the engines, which is taking a little longer. But the airframes themselves, I right now have the tooling to crank out one a day.
Wow. Paul is my personal Lord and Savior. I got to tell you, he is my hero. Paul, I want you to adopt me, Paul.
I'm sorry?
Paul, would you say that a guy who has this theme song?
Bean is accident prone guy. Bean is accident prone guy.
Oh, dear,
Bean
you.
Is accident prone guy. Get out of his way.
I've never wrecked a flying vehicle before, Kevin. Come on.
Oh, man.
This is a perfect machine for you.
All right.
Thank you. Paul S. Moller is the international chairman of the board of Moller. That's the company, M-O-L-L-E-R, Moller.com. And the device you're looking for is the M200G Volantor. This is maybe the greatest day of my life, and I'm so grateful that you came on to share it with us today, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bean's more excited than the first time he had sex.
Oh, you bet.
Well, he doesn't know yet, but he will.
Dude, speaking of amnesia, is it possible that our intern for this summer semester, Shaolin Robot, who you've heard us talk to on the air before, is it possible that she woke up this morning and forgot that she had an internship on the Kevin and Bean Show?
She's our dumpster diver.
It's hard to say with her. You never know what's going on in that little brain.
It's going straight to voicemail.
She also says, dial it again and we'll leave a message. She also says that if she has to have sex with one, if she has sex with one guy, she's going to have sex with all of them.
Right. So she's just not going to do it.
Right. She's a strange one, Shaolin Robot.
It's just weird because she does seem reliable. I mean, we haven't had any trouble with her being late or not completing assignments. And it's ringing now. We're trying to call her. I mean, I think we've been generous if we've waited 3 hours past when she was supposed to be here to call her.
It is 8:31, for God's sakes. Hello?
Hello?
Shell Lynn?
Hi, Kevin.
How are you?
Good.
Good to talk to you. Did you just get up?
No, I got locked out of my dorm room, and I barely just got in.
You got locked out of your dorm room?
Yes.
When did that happen?
Well, over the weekend, I'm going to...
Shaolin, all right, you didn't have a cell phone, but did you think, hey, I am supposed to be at K-Rock this morning, at least I should find a payphone and call and let them know I'm not coming in?
I know, that's what I'm doing right now.
No, you're not. No, we called you.
We called you, Shaolin.
You know this isn't you calling us, right? When the phone rings on your end, that means somebody else is calling you, Shaolin.
I thought I just called it and you just called me back, or maybe I just dialed the wrong number.
No.
Oh.
How can you
Shaolin, we dialed the phone and it rang on your end and you picked it up. That's us dialing.
I know, but like, you're like 30 seconds earlier, I believe I dialed your number.
You're magic. You're just
Shaolin,
magic.
Why at 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock or at 7 or at 8 did you not call us and say, hey guys, I've got a situation here, I'm not going to be able to come in. Why didn't you think to call us?
Because I didn't have a phone.
Okay, and nobody else at UCLA has a phone.
I was locked out.
Right, but everybody at UCLA was inside. There was no one outside on the campus that was walking around with a phone.
We've all been to UCLA. It's not in the middle of the desert, okay? There's phones there. You could walk to a phone within 60 seconds from any location at UCLA.
But she didn't have money, Bean.
But there's people with cell phones.
Not at 4 in the morning.
5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning,
7 in the morning, 8 in the morning.
In the morning, she found somebody.
Whose phone are you on now? This is your own, right?
My own. I just got it.
You just got inside.
Yeah.
Oh, Shaolin. What are we going to do with
she you? She rules. What do you mean, what are we going to do? She's the best intern ever. She got locked out of her room at 3 a.m. and we called her at 8:30 and she said she called us. I love her. All right, listen, plug in or whatever it is you need to do. Recharge.
And hey, Shaolin, how often do you have to download new software into your brain?
Oh, how often do I get updated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not regularly.
Yeah. Well, you need to get some sort of an update that tells you how to handle situations like this one a little bit better because you failed this experiment.
Shaolin, we've all been locked out of a room before. It's taken none of us 5 hours. It just doesn't take that long.
I'm sorry. I'm waking up on Wednesday.
Yes. Be here at 3 on Wednesday. Just for no reason. Just because. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Just be here at your normal time, Shaolin.
Okay.
All
Are
right.
you sure I didn't call you?
Yes, we're positive that we called you. Yes.
Mike, you dialed, right?
With my own hand. You watched me do it.
Are you sure you didn't call? You're magic.
Shaolin, are you sure that you're not here right now?
What if I am and I'm wearing an invisible cloak?
Yes.
Okay.
What
All
if?
Right. Okay. Now we got to go.
Best intern ever. Thank you, Shaolin.
Awesome.
Are you sure I didn't call you?
Ralph said something very interesting in the showbiz beat earlier this morning, and that is that the Bourne Ultimatum that made over $70 million at the box office in North America this weekend, which, by the way, the biggest August opening in film history, made more money in its opening weekend than any James Bond movie ever has. That's
yes.
That's saying something. This is a popular series. When we had Matt Damon on last week and we said, so what about another Bourne movie? He's like, I don't know. I think we're done. I bet they're calling him right now and backing up the biggest truck with the most cash in it ever.
And looking at the ending of that movie, it's certainly possible, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they certainly set it up for another one, that's for sure.
So this was the Bourne Ultimatum. Before that was the Bourne Supremacy. Before that it was the Bourne Identity, which is the first one. And this is when he wakes up, he washes up on a beach. He has no idea who he is, why people are trying to kill him or whatever. And he's trying to talk a woman into taking him to, I believe it's Paris, by giving her money.
Who pays $20,000 for a ride to Paris?
I can't remember anything that happened before 2 weeks ago.
Lucky you.
No, I'm serious. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. None of it.
What? Like amnesia?
Yes.
Amnesia?
Yes.
Now, if you say it again, maybe it'll change.
Dude, I so want the amnesia.
You have the amnesia. Bean says many different times.
Yes.
I don't remember a thing before I was 15.
Right, but I want the amnesia now, though. I mean, I want it for today. I want to forget today. Bean, that's what I'm saying.
Bean went back to a high school reunion and didn't remember anyone.
Or
drove by the high school with his brother, didn't remember the high school, drove
that's
by
true.
The house he grew up in, didn't remember it. Is that
true? That is true. That's all true.
It's catching up with you, right? There
that's
are more
amnesia.
Things after that now that you're not remembering. Didn't you go to Hawaii and you didn't remember something that you and your wife did?
I guess now when you put it that way, I guess I'd forgotten about that. But yeah, I am forgetting more and more stuff. Like I used to only forget, you know, my youth, and now I forget like things that happened in the 90s. I don't have any memory of at all. Like I don't remember my wedding, for instance, at all. For instance,
well,
I don't remember.
You were drunk in Vegas, for God's sakes.
Well,
oh,
that
wait,
may
you
be.
Weren't drunk at all.
No.
But I'm just saying the fact is, I mean, I've seen pictures of it. I know it happened, of course, but I don't actually remember going through it. And that does concern me a little bit.
We try as gingerly as possible to tell Bean that if he doesn't remember before
touching.
He was 15, he got touched by a science
touched.
Teacher.
Now, it turns out, and we're not going to have nearly enough time to get into this fascinating topic, it turns out there are lots of different kinds of amnesia. The one that I have is the one that is caused, I guess, is the one that is caused by trauma. It's the one that's caused, like I was in a very serious car accident when I was 15. I think that was kind of the beginning of what screwed up my head.
And a lot of people touching you at the time.
A lot of people that are on hold right now have had various degrees of memory loss as a result of it. But there are other people who, you know, and not just in the movies, not just like Memento, but there are other people who don't remember stuff that happened in the last week.
Yeah.
You know, the memories just don't stick.
Yeah. Jill in Laguna Niguel, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jill.
After your 10th birthday party, what happened?
Well, I had a 10th birthday party. It was the biggest party my mom had ever thrown me. We had the pony. We had the bounce house. We had 50 friends. Got a new bicycle, and just after my party, I went for a bicycle ride with one of my friends that was still there, fell off my bike, hit my head, woke up, had no idea about the whole party, had no idea whose bicycle I was on, no idea where I was. To this day, I can't remember the biggest party I ever had.
To this day, you can't remember
wow.
it?
To this day, I
wow.
do not remember the day. I don't remember who was there. I don't remember. I obviously, I know I had the bicycle, but I had no idea. Remember getting it? Nothing.
Dr. Drew
but
would say you've been touched.
it was only that day that's all you lost?
The only that day, yes.
See, don't feel so bad because I don't remember when I was 10. I don't remember when I was 20. I don't remember when I was 30. Okay, so you're in pretty good shape, Jill.
Well, some of us can only dream that we forget some parts, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Thank you.
You know what I always wonder about, you know, Jason Bourne is a great example. He wakes up, he has no idea who he is. Does he like all of the same stuff that he liked before, or is all of that stuff that you learn as you go?
That is an interesting
like, for
question.
Instance, the same foods, same movies, same stuff that he, you know, like maybe he's a big baseball fan before he goes under. When he comes out, does he still like baseball? I mean, how does that work with amnesia?
He did, at least in the movie series, have all of the same talents.
Skills,
like he could fight and he could, you know, all those different trades that he learned. He still had all of those.
I'm pretty sure from what I know that anything that you have stored in your subconscious remains. So things like your liking for foods or things like that would probably remain because, like Kevin said, he still knows how to kick ass.
Right.
So, right.
Yeah, and if Jason Bourne knows how to kick ass, then that's what we base our information on.
Let's talk to Stephanie. She's in Garden Grove on line 5, 1-800-520-1067. I'd love to find, we got a lot of trauma on the line. I'd love to find someone who lost more than just a day or a week or a month. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi, you had a bad car accident.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. I was driving home late from my boyfriend's house, and it was about 2 in the morning, and somebody just blew through a red light and hit my little Jetta on my driver's side.
Right.
And it sent my car flipping over about one and a half times, and it landed on its side up on its roof against a pole.
Wow.
And the impact itself pushed my seat back, which actually ended up saving me because the pole came down right on top of the driver's seat.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
But from the initial impact, I guess, they were saying just from the type of injury it had, it was two-sided brain shearing, and I was in a coma for almost 2 weeks, and I have about 2 to 3 months before the accident. I just really don't remember much of anything.
2 to 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And that never came back? You never remembered that time?
I have bits and pieces that come back, but I still to this day have friends that come up to me and ask me something or another, and it just falls in that time period, and I really don't remember much.
I hope
of it.
You didn't get a boyfriend in those 2 or 3 months.
Hey, are you sure there was an alien abduction?
You know, it may have been. That would explain a lot.
You could have been probed. That's what we think happened to Bean. No. All right.
Anything's possible.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:56.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. He's Ralph. Where'd he go?
He just ran out. I don't know. He must have...
who runs out 10 seconds before he's going on?
I think he may have forgotten a piece of paperwork or something.
Okay. All righty. It's Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph, everything all right?
Thanks for your help, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for covering for me while I ran.
Well, all I heard was, it's time, and then I was just a little bit concerned. That's all.
It's time. I said, I'll be right back. And I ran out the door.
Where is he?
How can I embarrass him now?
Dude, you should know there's no covering on this show.
No, that's sure.
That doesn't happen.
I was actually getting the countdown for the Hayden Panettiere is legal countdown, which I've been trying to touch on from time to time. It is 14 days, 13 hours, 3 minutes, and 12 seconds right now.
A couple of weeks.
14 days, 13 hours, 3 minutes, 12 seconds until Hayden Panettiere is 18 years old. Just wanted to give you that update because some people were axing about it.
Are we all going to Vegas in honor? Or?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're bringing Hayden with us.
Right. Sir.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Heard you guys talking about flying saucers earlier.
Yes.
What was it, about 90 minutes you guys
can't
did that
wait
interview?
For Bean to get one.
Dude, I'm so buying one of those. How could you not be excited
by
that technology?
That's when I started laughing and saying, why are we bothering? Because it costs $90,000. $100,000. Bean's going to buy one. Yeah, right. This is the guy where in New York asked a street vendor for a receipt for a 25-cent newspaper he can get reimbursed for it.
If a CD comes out that he really, really wants, has been waiting for months, he will go to 5 different stores.
Right.
If it costs $12.99, that's too much.
He'll spend $30 in gas to get $2 less on a CD.
He will, yeah.
He's rocking the 100 grand check for the flying saucer.
He's not going to buy one. You're right.
Who has been looking forward to flying saucer his entire life, Ralph? Me.
Who is cheaper than you, Bean? No one. So that's where they butt heads.
Well,
that's where they go across purposes.
I mean, my plan is to give him $1 a year for 100,000 years. That's my plan. We'll see if he goes for it.
Can I have a receipt for that newspaper?
I need to turn it in and get reimbursed.
Take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Usher finally tied the knot with his fiancée, Tamika Foster. This is the broad he canceled the wedding with last week. Rumor has it that he canceled the wedding because he wasn't quite sure about her once he found out about her criminal past at the last moment.
Really?
Another source, In Touch magazine, says he called off the wedding because Tamika wouldn't sign a prenup. And the last rumor circulating is that the baby she's carrying isn't Usher's.
Yeah!
Well, that might do the trick.
Oh, please let it be that one.
That could do it.
Please let it be that one. So anyway, they're married, and Janetta, who is Usher's mom.
Janetta.
And one-time manager. They've had a falling out, but she was a guest at the private ceremony. So it's all good, everyone. Everyone can relax now.
Well, good.
What about the hundreds of thousands of dollars it looked like they were planning for that wedding with all the celebrities there and all the catering and the room rental and all that stuff that must have been done? They didn't use any of it if they got married in a lawyer's office, right?
See, hear what Bean's mind goes right to? The cost, man.
Yeah, he does.
Where's the money?
What about the money?
That's so much money they spent.
How did he get the wedding?
I'm just saying,
how
you cancel
that money back?
An expensive planned wedding, and then you get married in somebody's office a week later. It just seems like that's bad planning. Well, that's all I'm saying.
I want the deposit back, please.
Well, it wasn't their plan. That's just how it happened.
Life happens, man. Life's what happens to you when you're busy making other plans.
Bean, shut up.
Director Brett Ratner, speaking of the blacks.
What?
He's not black.
Ah, but wait. The tie-in comes later in the story.
Ooh.
Tells the New York Daily News that he is working on an Ocean's 11-type movie with a bunch of criminals who pull a heist on a Donald Trump tower in New York City.
And they're black.
And he wants to get Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Chris Tucker, Dave Chappelle, and Jamie Foxx to play the crew of criminals.
That's could be good. Quite a cast.
Yeah.
Compton's 11, they're going to call it.
No.
Oh. It's going to be an all-black heist movie. Brett Ratner.
Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
Just saying. Cosmopolitan magazine is saying that it's official. Eyeliner should only be worn by women.
Oh,
Pete Wentz is going to kill himself.
That is bad. You know, Dave Navarro has his own line.
I've heard that.
Of guy
makeup
liner.
Makeup for men, yeah.
Our pal Davey from AFI, by the way, no stranger to the eye makeup either.
Yeah. And we're the
Gerard from My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance.
Sure. Same deal.
That's like a whole
thing there. That's like a convention for the Crow fans or something. That's bad.
Everything is falling apart, and like birds are dying. I mean, birds are dying, and it's like hard, you know, to like wake up every day and know that like there are bad things happening, and this bird was just like a symbol of that.
That's a good point.
The magazine also cites Backstreet Boy AJ McLean.
Well, he should stop wearing anything.
And Jared Leto as the biggest offenders.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that bother you, Psycho, when your men wear makeup?
Bother?
Don't you like more manly men?
He's turned on by it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
It turns me off. Turns me off when like there's a threat of a guy being the top with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
I always
see.
Like to know that I'm going to be the pitcher.
You want to dominate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tear it up.
All right.
What's going okay, on then. Here?
I don't know. I think there's some cough medication or something.
Sure
what's
he's either high.
Psycho Mike's having some sort of flashback from his drug years.
I don't know. Maybe he's falling off the wagon.
You know, sometimes they say it gets stored in your fat cells or your brain cells or something. I think something just snapped in Psycho and released a little.
I think we need to check him in someplace.
Released a little residual
druggage.
Something.
It's like a roller coaster ride of emotion in here.
Big movies at the box office. The Bourne Ultimatum. You guys were talking about it earlier. We're talking about Amnesia.
What a great movie.
$70.2 million it made this year. Monstrous. The Simpsons movie came in at number two, $25.6. Underdog, or million dollars, rather. Underdog made $12 million. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, $10.5 million. Hairspray was number five. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was number six. No Reservations, number seven. Number eight, Transformers. Number nine, Hot Rod, starring that dude from Saturday Night Live who's not funny. Alex was very upset with me Friday when I was talking about that. He's funny. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great movie. Everyone's going to love it. It's going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made $5 million at the box office.
It looks good to me, too, but you got to get over the fact that if Ralph doesn't like it, Ralph doesn't like it. That's all right. That's okay.
Right. And the other thing about this guy is he's great in very, very small doses. Anytime you put him in a sketch that's longer than about 2 minutes, he starts to wear on you. I can't imagine what he's like for 90.
Bratz, number 10 at the box office, $4.3 million for the movie based on the dolls.
Yeah.
Funny, Transformers, based on toys. Bratz, based on toys.
Kick ass, yeah.
Very different results. And Lindsay Lohan may be in rehab in Utah, they're saying now. They thought she might have been at the Betty Ford Clinic. Then it was speculated she was hanging out in Long Island with her family. Now they are saying she could be at the Cirque Lodge, a rehab center in Sundance, Utah, this weekend. She checked herself in for a 30-day, intense 30-day program. She is going to quit the crap out of those drugs. It's an intense program. So
what
take it for what
Lindsay,
it's worth.
Lindsay photo right now, if you're the lucky paparazzo who manages to find her. What do you think that photo's worth?
What's it worth? How much money can I get?
She's been out of touch for two weeks.
I don't spend it, but I like money. I don't want money.
I have to take a picture so I can buy a UFO.
How much money for Usher's wedding if I had a picture of Lindsay Lohan at Usher's wedding? How much money? And then I wouldn't have to give it back, though Usher did lost all that money. How much money?
Money.
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 You're a f***ing asshole.
Just saying.
I wish you were on the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald, you f***ing freak.
Wow.
God, wow.
A little obsessed with a buck.
Ralph, I was so happy that he was going to buy that, and you've dashed
you know
my dreams.
He's not going to buy it.
I forgot how cheap he was.
Yeah, see?
If I can talk him down, I'll buy one.
talk him down to $11.99?
Yeah, once they go on sale at Best Buy, that's when Bean's picking up a flying saucer.
Expletive Jews.
Oh, come on. That's not... What?
Not all what we're talking about.
Why do you have to go there?
I'm not even Jewish.
Why do you have to be that guy?
Come on.
Stop
it,
Psycho
Mike. Totally.
Don't encourage him. Today's celebrity birthdays. Katherine Hicks, she was the mom on Seventh Heaven. 56 years old today. M. Night Shyamalan. He is 37 years old today. Writer-director of Sixth Sense and other films. Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, is 35. And Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster, little Punky.
Yeah.
Who grew up to be not quite so little.
Boobs.
Yeah, she had big boobs. She's since had them reduced, though.
Yeah, it's...
From H to double D or something.
It's a crime against nature.
They should have some sort of transplant program, shouldn't they? You know, like you're a donor, you put on the back of your license, I say, I'll be willing to give up my kidneys should something go bad. If a woman has the gall to ruin giant breasts by getting them reduced, shouldn't they take that tissue and transplant
it
into a woman?
Give them to Gwyneth Paltrow,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Why waste the tissue, is what you're saying.
Start a fund for Gwyneth Paltrow and start raising her some boobs. Back to you.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 14 minutes after 9 o'clock.
That's really sad about all the people that walked in front of your camera, dude, when you're trying to take pictures of the X Games. I'm at K-Rock.com right now looking at the pictures in the site section, the Kevin and Bean page. It's just like one, like, incredibly, oddly, really young and busty woman right after another walking right in front of you trying to take pictures of motorcycles.
I was sitting right in the aisle, and every time I tried to take a picture at the X Games, somebody would stand up and walk right in front of you. And no one cares. They see you're taking pictures. They don't care. They just walk right in front of you.
Why did you continue to take those pictures, though, closer and closer to their cleavage? I mean, how did that – why didn't you say, oh, well, now they're standing in front of the action out on the dirt. I'm not going to take a picture. I'll wait till they pass.
It all happens so fast, dude, you know?
I see.
The motorcycle's in the air just at the right time. You go snap. Oh!
Boobs. Okay. Darn it.
Hate it when that happens.
Those pictures are up at KROQ.com if you want to check it out in the Kevin and Bean section. Look for Kevin's photos from the X Games. It's 915 Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We've got an answering machine. You can call on any topic and leave a message for us.
By the way, speaking of the X Games, you can also find a bunch of links to some of the best action over this past weekend, too, if you want to see that.
Okay.
One of our favorite topics is midgets.
Yes.
And we get sightings pretty much every day, but this guy is extra excited.
Dude, I feel like the luckiest person alive. I was just at a 7-Eleven, and I saw a gay midget. Oh, I feel so lucky. I'm going to go buy a lotto ticket.
That's a new one. I haven't really heard that much.
Here's another new one. I don't know why this listener is doing a Rodney impression, but saying he's Ralph. He's a little confused.
All right, yeah. My name's Ralph. I love Don't Forget the Lyrics. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was changing the channels, and then I just landed on gay. And I thought, you know, I should just stay here. I like this. I won't forget that I'm gay.
I don't get that either.
Well, Ralph was yelling about Don't Forget the Lyrics and then came across it and said it was great. So that's the kind of thing you have to deal with.
Yeah.
People call us all the time from their cars, and I think this person is a little bit concerned about false advertising.
You know what I don't get is these girls with the little fairy stickers or butterfly. You drive up and it's like this chick who weighs 200 pounds. A lot of fat chicks have them on their car. They're not even hot. They think that they're a butterfly or a fairy. Take those stickers off your car and put a picture of a whale, a Shamu. Say, I visit SeaWorld. Damn fat chicks.
Dude. So they got to run by him whenever they decide to put his stickers on their cars.
If you're over 200 pounds, you have to put a picture of a whale on it.
He's exactly right, though. And the same goes for men. You can't rock the Big Pimpin' sticker or, like, Don't Hate the Player when you're in the 84 Sentra with, you know, like, the stock rims. You can't do that. And everybody should die.
Okay, good. Rodney apparently called back. We were telling a story last week. Bean was telling a story last week. It really pretty much grossed us all out. But there was a guy in the lobby of K-Rock that pooped his pants.
Oh, yeah. Kevin and Bean. You got it. Oh, my butt.
Oh.
I pooped my pants, too. That's not got it.
That's about how it happened, too.
Oh, no, my butt was the exclamation.
Mm.
And Lightning is kind enough to spare us the 100 or so calls he gets from the Armenian comedian.
Yeah.
Every day.
Poor Lightning. Can you imagine?
But he saved one in particular, or maybe a bunch, on the day that it was the Armenian comedian's birthday. And he was very excited about eating. He was turning 56, very excited about eating 56 sheep testicles.
An Armenian custom or something?
That was a celebration for his birthday.
You have 55 saved messages. First saved message.
Hey, Dave, today is my birthday. Hey, check it out. Yeah, it's my birthday today. Yeah. 56 testicle balls I'm going to eat tonight for delicacy. Yeah, that's right, balls. Lamb testicles, balls. We fry it. It's so delicious. You should try it. Balls. 56 balls I'm going to eat tonight for delicacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Balls.
This is Tommy.
56 balls I'm going to eat tonight. Testicles.
This is Sammy.
So Lightning put that together.
Nice.
Oh, dear God.
Lightning brought in the background singers, too, to sing, Balls.
I would change my phone number so fast if I were poor Lightning right now.
He gets 100 a day from that guy, and it's fantastic.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
I think everyone will be pleased with the gift today at 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. And today it's a $50 iTunes gift card. How about that?
That's
$50,
nice.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, iTunes is the third largest music retailer in the world behind Walmart and Best Buy. Third largest in the world. And they only sell online. So that's pretty impressive. That's what you get this morning, 1-800-520-1067.
We were talking about sign holders and how they're getting arrested now because they're holding signs.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want them to hold signs. Let's say good morning to Robert at Anaheim. Hi there.
What it do, nephews and baby boo?
What it do, Robert?
Well, I was driving to work in Costa Mesa, and I was driving down Harbor, and all of a sudden I see a sign holder that I always see every morning patrolling a sign getting pulled into a squad car. I guess the cops told him to stop and he wouldn't, and they kept telling him to stop and he wouldn't, so they threw him in the back of the squad car.
This is really bizarre because maybe it's just me, but I would think they would go to the business that's hiring him and
right.
get them in trouble. Well, how
that's
do you
what I would think.
How do you pull the sign holder into your car? That guy's got enough trouble. He's holding the signs.
I'm going to go a step further and say that it's outrageous that they're trying to clamp down on this. Look, if you're standing on public property and you're holding a sign, so what?
Why are they trying to take away my way to earn a living? That's not fair.
I mean, exactly. When someone's protesting something, can they then just shut that down as well?
Yeah. It does seem like there's a freedom of speech issue. I agree, Lisa.
It's a slippery slope.
That's weird. All right. Thank you for the call, Robert. We appreciate
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to get a slippery slope sign and just go outside.
What about the slippery slope? All right. Let's go to Jenner, who is calling us from Los Angeles. Good morning, Jenner.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just thinking, why couldn't Ving Rhames just put a picture of himself outside of his wall or on his gate saying beware of owner? Why do you have those dogs?
Yeah.
Well, he's not home a lot.
It is.
Yeah, he's not home a lot. That's the problem is he travels a lot, so he's got this caretaker and the dogs that are supposed to look after the place, and it went horribly awry.
Because the caretaker...
Who's going to break into Ving Rhames' house? You ever seen that guy?
Yeah, he's a badass.
I guess you're right. If he just put his picture out
just
there, no
put
one would
want to. Said, Ving is home. Say, I'm not going in there.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to David in Santa Ana. Good morning, David. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? It's Lisa.
Hey, David.
What did you do?
Hey, so last weekend on Friday, I was at the Orange County Fair, and they had a rodeo going on. And at the rodeo, they brought out a pair of midgets from Mexico.
Yes.
And they brought out a mini bull. It was a little calf, but it had some pretty big horns on it.
Mm-hmm. That was a dog. It was a dog, dude.
Oh, it's a pretty small cap, and those midgets got tossed so far. It was so great.
That's kind of like the traveling. What is it? That we go to see in?
I can't think of the name of it.
Yes, Lucha Baboon.
It's the midget Mexican rodeo.
Yeah, it's the Mexican rodeo that we go.
I thought it was the same
stuff out there. Sorry.
Yeah, they got midgets there, and they get thrown all over the place too.
Yeah,
it's good times. Anytime a midget gets thrown by a cow. I'm in.
I heard Michael Vick's going to take the midgets and put them in a pit with Ving Rhames' dogs.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just all hell's going to break loose.
That's a human being. I know it's a midget, but it's still a human being, I think.
Van in Los Angeles. Good morning.
What it do, nephew, baby boo?
What it do?
So this weekend, I'm out with my kids. Say, hey, let's go to grandma's real quick. Walk into my mom and dad having sex.
Oh. Wow.
No.
Better yet, it's at noon. My son looks up at me. He's 12 and goes, Grandpa's the man.
Oh, Grandpa
That's
is the
best
man.
Story I've ever heard.
Grandpa is the man.
How old are your mom and dad?
They're like 68.
And they're having sex at noon. That's awesome.
Well, I have to admit, I was proud.
How old is your kid?
My kid's 12.
12. Grandpa's the man. That's the best story ever.
68, after the early bird special around 5 o'clock, you just get too tired to do it at night. You're in bed
that's
by 7.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Hey, what did they do, by the way? Did you guys turn and walk out, or did they just scramble to get dressed real fast in front of you, or what happened?
You know, honestly, my dad just looked at me and said, get out.
And the kid started saying, go, Grandpa. Go, Grandpa. Yeah. It's your birthday.
I grabbed my kid, walked out the door. Kid looked at me and said, Grandpa's the man.
Yeah.
That's your best story ever.
Dad started high-fiving over Mom.
Hold her still, son. All right, let's go.
Now you have to ruin it for everyone.
Why do you have to turn this
diseased
I don't know what
was said.
Hold her still.
I don't know what was said.
That's a very rude thing to say, Kevin.
It does bother me that Mike's the only one applauding. All right, Brad and Irvine. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Hey, dude, you guys are going to love this story. So my friend lives in uptown New Orleans, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he was telling me about these things where there's this new trend called these transsexual gangs. And what they do is they go into your store and they just steal all your stuff and then they try to beat you up.
And they're all transsexuals.
Yeah, they're all transsexuals. They wear dresses and all that stuff. And they're like huge.
Why?
I don't know. And then if you try to stop them, they call you racist and they just beat you up.
Yeah, racist against the transsexual race.
Yeah. Yep.
Brad, are you high right now?
No, I'm just at work.
Oh, you're
he's
just
at work. Okay. He said, "Yeah."
Okay. Reaching
thanks
for the
call.
Button. All right, thank you. Bye.
How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up.
Okay.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Yeah, that's our guy. That's Brad right there. I want to thank our special guest, Paul Moeller, who is the guy who invented the flying saucer that I'm on the waiting list to buy now. You can go see it for yourself at Moeller. That's Moeller.com. Greatest invention of the 21st century, if you want my opinion.
I'm sure you've heard about Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa's girlfriend and how she's been suspended.
Yes.
Tomorrow, some of the fallout. We'll tell you about that. Also, tomorrow, we have to deal with Lisa May, because Lisa is bad now on every level.
Yes. She's finally completed every possible level.
Right to have
she's
an
got
opinion.
A black belt in bad.
And you guys...
She's gone all the way through. She's gone all through the colors. Now she's at a black belt.
We finally got her.
Completely misled me.
We finally got her to watch Dazed and Confused.
Which is one of the worst movies I've
of the best
ever
movies ever.
Seen ever.
And Lisa hated it.
Hated it. Horrible.
And that's not possible.
Not funny.
And then she ran out and got her tickets to see Shaolin Monks. To see monks chant in Chinese.
No, they don't chant.
What do they do?
They're martial arts specialists.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
That's a dumb movie, by the way.
Lisa, I can understand Dazed and Confused isn't your favorite.
They're real monks.
Oh, yeah, this is a live
action. I understand if it's not your favorite movie ever, but you can't say it sucked.
It sucked. I hated it. I couldn't
you didn't
wait for
watch.
It to
you
be
must
over.
Have watched a different movie.
15 minutes of the movie, I said, when is this movie getting started? It just, horrible. I couldn't believe that you guys told me to watch it.
This may be your last day on the show.
Yeah.
Fine. If this is your taste, I'm good.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
Also, tomorrow, there's a new show premiering tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on TLC. It's called L.A. Inc., and we have Kat Von D in the studio.
Oh, she's dirty. I don't like her.
Too many tattoos. I would never have sex with her.
No. I'm going to have Dave Kagan go explain to us how she's not hot.
Yeah, that's a good deal right there. Mike, don't they want you to be on that show? Or are you thinking about getting a tattoo on that program?
I'm going to, dude. I'm going to get a full-size portrait of you on my back.
tell people what Bean's going to be doing in the portrait.
I want Bean in like a Hugh Hefner-esque silk smoking robe holding a pipe, looking very dignified. I want that tattooed on my back.
Mike has been talking about that literally since the day he started.
Please don't do that, Michael. Please don't do that.
And Ralph is telling us that people are addicted to lip balm. So
you're not listening. This is a major health crisis in America,
please.
And you're laughing it off, not paying attention.
Addicted to lip balm.
Saving lives here, Mister.
All right, deal with that tomorrow. Fantastic.
Ralph, isn't lip balm just a convenience? It's nice to put on if you have it, but it's not something you have to have. Most people don't have lip balm on.
Isn't heroin just a fun way to spend an afternoon? Yeah, right. Until you're riding the right white dragon.
They have a 12-step program for lip balm.
Yes,
really?
They do.
No,
we'll
they
talk to
don't.
Lip Balm Anonymous tomorrow. Helping
come
people
on.
Kick the lip balm habit.
What do people get addicted to? There's nothing in lip balm that's addictive, is there?
I don't know. I'm not a physicist.
Well, it's got mentholated stuff, right?
Does emollients?
I think it's the action. I think it's the satisfaction they get from the emollients.
There's
a soothing emollients on their lips, I think, is causing them repeat behavior and to the point where they become dependent on that behavior.
I also think when you use it all the time, then when you don't use it, your lips get really dry.
Okay, let's stop talking about this
again.
Like it's real.
It's possible. It's possible to have a detrimental effect on your lip skin.
I've read about this.
All right. Kat Corbett is up next.
No.
She's a woman we like, actually, Kat Corbett. She's a girl
she's
who's
a good.
She's one of the good ones.
Because she appreciates Days and Confused. That's how we judge women.
She's a good one.
All right.
She's one of the good
ones. She's got the Rockin' Tours as part of her 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Also, Green Day, Linkin Park, Muse, Offspring, Queens of the Stone Age, and more. It's all right after this of the world-famous K-Rock.